Don and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Good afternoon. Your question, you're on with Professor Beverly. Your question, please.
Yes, I have to say that living in New York for... Let me turn this down. Hold on a second. I'm sorry.
Okay, fine. It's 43 minutes after the hour. We have another 7 minutes, and then we're out of here. Are you back?
Yes, I'm a lifelong New York City resident. As far as being poor or feeling poor, I have to say that one thing that has made me feel poorer, probably since about last year sometime, is the fact that something has been ripped away from New York City, which I think should be brought back immediately, and that, of course, is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, come on. Okay, thank you very much, Professor Andrew. And I'd like to thank you, including, by the way, our new callers. And that includes the Belcher. Very funny. Ha, 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 ha.
Stay tuned for your shot at Big Bucks. Secret Sound, only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hey, kids, could I talk to you for about 30 seconds? This is Elvis Presley. I ask you to listen. Now, here's a song.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
I guess I'm old-fashioned, but I don't like to talk on the Senate floor about the kind of stuff that has been funded. The taxpayers' money used for it. Like the woman who smeared herself with chocolate and urinated on the stage.
Lisa, you are on the air.
Invited people to come up and... How to put it delicately, I guess there's no way.
Lisa, you are on the air.
To conduct a gynecological examination.
Lisa, you are on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, it's hard. We've got a commercial.
Oh, God, I'm sorry.
Lisa, you are on the air.
Lisa, I'm home.
Yes?
Come on. Maybe a bus is blocking traffic.
That's no way you address sir drinks a lot.
Come on. Let's get you inside and scrape the gum out of your hair.
Okay. Hey, Mike, what's your favorite radio station? Well, Mark, what's your favorite radio station?
We require more white wine.
Can we just go, please? We go? Baby, look at me. Look at me. Your money, you know what else? You're a big winner tonight.
I want to leave.
You're a big winner. I'm going to ask you a simple question. I want you to listen to me. Who's the big winner here tonight at the casino? Huh? Mikey, that's you. Mikey's the big winner. Mikey wins.
Does anybody have any others before we move on? Mr. Moxon. Can you share with us?
The male action. Kitchener, Fort Hood. Bicycles form, marches on.
Jonathan.
Stiff, Stiffy, Mr. Mortis. Rigor Mortis can set in.
Flesh Rockets, Jack's Magic Beanstalk, Tall Tommy, Mushroom on a Stick, Mr. Mushroom Head, Purple Headed Yogurt Slinger. And, Pedro.
Pedro?
Well, thank you, but that information is absolutely useless.
We're concerned about agents down at our White House. Make no mistake about it.
The critics love Snatch.
Ed Reed's office.
George Peterson.
Oh, Little.
Ed Rooney.
This is George Peterson.
How are you today, sir?
Well, we've had a bit of bad luck this morning, as you may have heard.
Yeah, I heard, and well, I'm all broken up. Boy, what a blow.
Yeah. Well, it's been a tough morning, and we've got a lot of family business to take care of, so if you wouldn't mind just using Sloan, I'd appreciate it.
Sure. No, I'd be happy to. Yeah, you just produce a corpse, and I'll release Sloan. You don't like my policies, you can just come on down here and smooch my big old white butt. Pucker up, Buttercup.
There's Beamer's online, too.
No, I think I owe you an apology, sir.
Well, I should say you do. Well, I think you should be sorry, for Christ's sake. A family member dies, and you insult me. What the hell is the matter with you, anyway?
I really don't know, sir.
I mean, I didn't think I was talking to you. I thought I was talking to somebody else.
You know, sir, I would never deliberately insult you like that. I can't begin to tell you how embarrassed I am.
Pardon my French, but you're an asshole.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, sir. You've hit the nail right in the head.
This isn't over yet, Buster. Do you read me?
Loud and clear, Mr. Peterson.
Call me sir, goddammit.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hi.
Okay. Hi, Donna, Mike. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Lord, you don't know could fill a book.
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
They were lined up.
Oh, no. Get them out of here.
They're suits waiting to see the Matrix.
There they are.
Yeah.
They didn't understand it either. Oh, yeah. Rob's new intro. Here we go.
CBS presents the television event critics are calling spellbinding. In a time of uncertainty, one man mastered the politics of hatred. No one believed it could happen until no one could stop him. Witness the untold story of the man who led the world into humanity's darkest hour. The television event of the year. The Rise of Evil.
There it is.
There you go, Robbie.
Monday and Monday. A Tuesday, rather. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Tambourine Man. And all the ships at sea. Hey, their asses look like cottage cheese. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Rob. And hi, and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show. New episode on this Friday. Metallica 16er. And here's your phone number from anywhere in the United States. 877-365-3636. Canada.
Yay!
Canada, right. 800-636-1067 and D.C. 202-432-1067.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Hi there, Buzz. Get all the phone numbers.
Bucker.
We're not doing that. Hey, we're not doing that. All we do now is just...
Someone called for a doctor?
Yeah, there you go.
The show's on the air.
Very nice.
So, good news. We both went to see The Matrix today.
Yes.
And we're going to be able to review this movie after having seen it. And wow. I do believe we'll have point counterpoint.
Oh, you bet we will.
I think so. But before we get to that, I got a ton of stuff with my incredible, wonderful, slightly dysfunctional family to tell you about.
Yes.
And the basketball last night and the weekend coming up. Well, let me just start with this, okay? Because I thought this was hilarious last night. Hold on, I got to fix my headphones.
Your headphones messed up?
Yeah, give me just a second.
Yeah, hello?
Better enjoy them before they discontinue them.
I'm buying five more pair. I found out that the headphones that Mike and I use, the old-style Koss DJ headphones.
Yeah. Kind of really squeeze like the juice out of your brain.
True. They are, well, yeah, it's done wonders for you, Grissom.
Yeah, it really has.
They, anyway, they're going out of circulation. So we got a big memo from the company that makes them saying, if you want any more pairs of headphones, you better buy them now. So I'm ordering at least five more pair.
Very exciting, and I will probably be ordering some too, but I will be trying my newfangled in-ear monitors next week.
What do those weigh? 12, 14 pounds?
Right. About 14 pounds, yep. You know, and it's stuff you get a stiff neck. How are they working?
Yeah. Test. 1, 2.
What's the matter with them?
They're just not loud enough. Really, they're not.
You have them cranked all the way?
No, not all the way, but I got them loud enough. I'm trying to figure out if it's the microphone or my headphones. Or maybe it's my head. Let me try that.
Oh.
That's my skull.
I'm so wasted.
Okay. Headphones are fine.
Good.
Now, last night,
I didn't know that the Lakers were on ABC.
I had no idea.
I sat around like a dope from 8 until 9 o'clock, half watching Friends with my wife and doing some show prep and making some phone calls. 9 o'clock came and, you know, nestled in the bosom of my wife to watch CSI.
Nice.
Yeah, nice episode last night. And at 10 o'clock, I'm just flipping around because I'm bored. And I go to the news on Channel 5 and then I go to Channel 7. I say, well, hold on, the Lakers are on.
Hmm.
And the Lakers are getting killed by San Antonio.
I saw a shot of Jack during that game. He didn't look real happy.
Now, I'm so glad you mentioned that.
Yeah.
This is...
Pouting Jack.
This is what I loved. The Lakers are losing by over 20 points.
They're getting killed.
And at one point, with 2 minutes left in the game, while they're still playing, while you're seeing Tim Duncan run up and down for San Antonio, and I think Shaq was out, but Kobe was still in the game.
Right.
They say, let's go to Jim Gray, the sideline reporter. You know, the little, the dwarf who we've had on the show many
times. The guy we had dinner with down in New Orleans.
Yeah. Well, he says, and I wish, you know, I got a VCR, I got a TiVo, I even got a recordable DVD thing, but I never turn it on at the right time.
Right.
So you're watching the game, and they're talking about this is the end of the dynasty, this is incredible, the Lakers are falling apart. Let's go to Jim Gray. Jim goes, I'm here with Jack. Now, they don't say who Jack is. And keep in mind, they're still playing the game.
Right.
Now, there's no way the Lakers are going to come back.
So you don't see a picture?
No. But you're still watching the Lakers dribble the ball up the court and make a shot, and then the Spurs make a shot. He goes, I'm here with Jack. Jack, what's your analysis? And Jack goes, well, the best team always wins in a seven-game series. And I think we're all real proud of the Lakers and Kobe and Shaq. And he's just rambling on. And he's hoarse because he's beyond. And then they never identify him as Jack Nicholson. And it's like they got the last 2 minutes of the game left. And he's Jack Nicholson, who's not even... Oh, and the great thing is he's talking. But as he's talking, apparently the players are running past him. So he goes... It's been a real good dynasty. Oh, hold on. And he stopped to watch what's happening.
But you don't see his face.
No, you don't see his face. And then here's how they really screwed him. Because they were kissing his ass, of course. And I guess they're filling time. Cause
right.
Who's going to watch?
It's a blowout.
When the Lakers are getting killed.
Right.
He says, well, let me tell you something, Jim. We got great, great fans here in Los Angeles, and that's why this place is still full, and we're standing and cheering after 3 world championships. And they cut to a shot of the crowd. They're like 20% of the people were still there.
Oh, yeah.
All these empty purple seats.
Yeah. Right.
So it was
people had split.
It was a weird.
They showed all the celebrities there last night. Andy Garcia was there, and they showed a bunch of other people.
Oh, the celebrity who most didn't want to be there was the guy from the Black Crowes who's married to Kate Hudson.
Ah, that's right. Yeah,
Chris Robinson.
You could tell he's not really into it.
No, he was looking all around. I mean,
you get the impression that it's a PR machine that sends him out there.
Yeah. Absolutely. Where they
publicists say, "Hey, you want to be seen at the game?"
Where they say, "You're gonna if you get a courtside seat." Mm-hmm. You know, first off, you sit by Jack, the great, and that's all you need. Just hey, Jack.
Jack's a legitimate fan. I mean, he goes, he could do whatever he wants. He goes because you know he's totally. They sent one shot of him. That's the one shot that convinced me that this whole thing is legit because he was pissed.
And he's got the sunglasses on. And he's got the gold shirt. He might have purple Joker pants on.
Right.
To match the Lakers outfit. Then after the game, after the Lakers get killed, this is something that just pisses me off in sports. These are athletes that make gazillions of dollars.
True.
And the Lakers had won 3 in a row, and they lost. They'd won 3 championships in a row, so they lost. And Jim Gray, they said, we're going to go to Jim Gray now, who's going to get an interview with Kobe Bryant.
We're going to go to A-hole Gray in the loser's locker room.
Well, this was they were still on the court.
Oh, really?
So Jim Gray, who really is about 3 feet tall to begin with, and Kobe Bryant, who's like 6'7".
But Jim Gray doesn't care what he says to anybody.
But no, here's the thing. He looks up at him, he goes, Kobe, I know this is a tough moment for you. What are your thoughts? And then Kobe says all the usual crap, you know. We tried our best, blah, blah, blah. We'll come back now. The off season starts right now. And then he goes, Kobe, thank you for your time. I know this was very tough for you to do this interview under these circumstances, and we just want to say, you know, we're so glad that you... I'm looking at you going, hey, shut up, Jim. You're interviewing a basketball player who lost the game and...
Still makes $300 million a day.
Right. Yeah, and you're thanking him for 15 seconds of airtime.
His job.
And then...
Damn it.
Then the last thing that I noticed about this game was they're interviewing Tim Duncan and David Robinson for San Antonio. And while they're interviewing him, the chick interviewing these guys, Jack is standing about 5 feet behind him with his arms folded, tapping his foot, because he's waiting to talk to them. Jack wow. Nicholson appears pissed off that he has to wait.
Sure. Wait for the TV interview.
For the ABC guys to, anyway. And it's nuts. It was just, I turned it on, and all of a sudden, I'm here with Jack. Jack, what's your analysis?
Well, in the 7-game series, the best team always wins.
My name is Jack Nicholson.
It was nuts.
There you go. I'm sitting here wearing my purple pants.
It was nuts. And, okay, Kings, you did it. You pulled it out last night.
I love that.
They looked awful at the beginning of the game last night, Sacramento Kings.
And they did it.
They won, so there would be a game 7.
I was riveted to that game.
What, do you know what channel it was on?
No.
It was on
ESPN. I couldn't tell you who won or lost.
It was on ESPN.
They win the series?
No, it's tied 3-3 against Dallas.
Not over yet.
No, it's not over
yet. Dallas still has a chance.
And tonight, you're fighting Philadelphia 76ers play.
AI.
And who do they play? Any idea?
Nope.
Detroit.
Pistons.
The Detroit Pistons.
But I know that it was... I did watch some of the Lakers game against San Antonio. I watched that one because it was... I was in a restaurant where it was on a big screen.
I would have watched it between 8 and 9 if I would have known. I called Royal up at about 10 o'clock, and I said, did you know the Lakers game was on tonight? And
I sure watched that CSI last night.
Said, no, yeah, good CSI.
Great season finale.
Sure was.
Well, that Marg Helgenberger.
She gets better, doesn't she?
You know, there's something about her. She's got a weird face.
She's got a weird face, but an interesting face, and she is dead sexy.
She's got some knockers on her, and you know,
just got the whole package.
The storyline is that she used to be a Las Vegas dancer,
right? Mm-hmm. And she matches him so well. And if you're really a super turbo fan of CSI, both of them, like I am, there is no comparison between the chemistry that he has. And you realize what William Peterson, what makes him so great, is what makes David Caruso not quite great. He's not pushing it. You know, David Caruso is just like, we've got to find out. This is very bad. William Peterson is just completely unfazed.
Mm-hmm. Effortless charisma. He brought him to the role. It's, yep. You really believe that guy could be like that.
Right.
And last night, I'm no fag, okay? And I got nothing against you homos out there. You know, I love you. And
but I will tell you, I am going to defend you on this because the thought crossed my mind as well. Us both gay.
If you watched CSI last night, and my wife thought the same thing, too. William Peterson, like Mike, is going deaf. And William Peterson Grissom has to have surgery on his ears.
What?
So the last shot is he's sitting on the metal table and he's wearing the gown. He's going to go in for surgery. And Marg Helgenberger shows up and she says, I'm just here to let you know I care. And they hug. And then the nurse says, well, you got to get into the wheelchair.
Right.
And he says, no, I'm going to walk. And then she says, well, you know, good luck. And he says, thanks. And he turns around and he walks away.
And there was enough of a pause in the shot where he expected to see this.
And I thought you were going to see his ass.
Yeah.
Because he had the hospital gown on that ties at the neck.
Right. And there was long pause, like they almost knew that.
Not that I'm looking to see William Peterson's ass.
Oh, I am.
She's happy. I'm not.
Maybe I was reading too much into it, but after that cut, didn't they show Marg Helgenberger's smile?
Yeah, yes, absolutely.
So my thought is that she saw his ass smiled.
Yeah.
He's not as tough as he was letting on.
It's a cool.
He's walking down with his ass.
With his bare ass hand. It's a cool show. Yeah. It is such a cool show.
It is.
So well written. I mean, so well done. It's just terrific.
Very intelligent.
And anyway, the other thing that made me laugh about TV, then we can move on to other stuff, was just last night. You know, they all do that thing now where they run the promos on the bottom of the screen.
Mm-hmm.
During CSI last night, it was just funny when you hear the whoosh, and you see a real big on the left-hand side of the screen, Hitler.
Yeah.
You know, whoosh, Hitler.
Absolutely.
Just got the little CBS logo, Sunday night at 9. Whoosh, Hitler.
CBS is very proud of Hitler.
This week on whoosh, Hitler.
How many nights is that on?
Two.
Two nights?
Sunday and Tuesday.
Looks pretty intense.
Sunday and Tuesday night.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking most forward to Sunday night when we're going to get the moody, sullen teenage Hitler.
So anyway, that's
teenage
my
Hitler.
That's last
goth days.
Oh God. Okay. Before we get to the Matrix, and we're going to get to that in just a second. I'll tell you, Mike, that you aren't alone.
What a piece of crap!
I liked it.
Wow.
I liked it a lot.
Fascinating.
I'll tell you this though. Here it is. I'll get my wife on the phone here because she saw it. We all saw it together as a family unit today. The three of us went out, beat the crowds, went to a very early showing.
Are kids out of school now?
It's like a half day today or something.
I tried to go see it last night. 9:45 sold out.
Hey, baby.
Yes, my boo-boo.
So the Matrix, I know you didn't like it.
I was checking my watch. I mean, specs were good, but, you know, there's a lot of, maybe they had to have it to set up the third movie, but there's a lot of DLC stories.
Mike
and I
hate
to be the one.
Hello?
I don't even sound.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, wow. Now I got to turn my headphones down.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, honey.
I was, checking my watch during the love scenes and stuff. You don't go to the Matrix for the love scenes.
Okay, okay, I just wanted Mike to know he's not alone. He's not the only one that didn't care.
And the love scenes suck, too.
Yeah, right. And the other thing, my one last question is, why was it that they could be so clean, but their clothes were always so dirty?
Yeah. Well, I liked it.
I don't like her.
I like Carrie Ann Moss. I like her.
She looks like a man.
I'm going to tell you, I like The Matrix. I will tell you this. First off, I'm not a smart man, but I think even among the smartest of us, you'd have to be living in the basement of the science building to follow the plot absolutely 100%. That it's kind of all over the place. But if you want to go and you want to see some goddamn good special effects and better effects than the first movie, you should go see it. And I don't want to tell you, I mean, you've seen the ads, but there's more in the movie than just what you've seen in the ad.
I've got a tip that would save people some money. If you want to see The Matrix and you want to see everything that was in The Matrix, minus the space-age special effects, rent Enter the Dragon.
No, Mike, you're so wrong. What they're doing there is, that's cutting-edge S. That's really, really phenomenal workmanship. I mean, when you've got Keanu, who's kind of a dope, I'll give you that, especially when he flies like Superman. But
when he's fighting like all the guys that look the same.
I love that scene.
It's like a beer commercial.
I love that scene, too. I loved all the special effects. I agree with you on that.
I hated the special effects.
It was just all the story before you got to the
I hated
special.
It from top to bottom.
Before we really, Mike and I, dance about this Matrix thing, I wanted you to know you're not alone.
Okay.
Frida hated it, too.
No, but I agree with you. I love the special
effects. I like the one thing, the one special effect I like.
What?
Bam.
Well, yeah, but don't give that away.
I know, that's why I said that. That's why I said that.
The thing that pissed me off, though, was that my son wanted to stay till the very end. And I mean after the credits, because after the credits, apparently, they run a trailer for the third part, which will be released in November.
Already been made.
And, you know, I'm looking at my watch saying, I got to go to work.
Yeah.
And he's like, but we got to stay and watch the end of this.
And they thought it wasn't even, the trailer, it wasn't like a great trailer anyway.
But listen to this. You know, our son is graduating high school in a couple of weeks. And he's got a prom this weekend, and he's got another prom in a couple of weeks. We got his yearbook yesterday. He brought his yearbook home.
Cool.
And the thing is, when you're a senior, the mom and dad can actually, it's just one more way that they get you at the school, can pay to buy a page, you know, and a lot of the parents, I'm sure they're very well thought out, you know, well-meaning, but dumb stuff, like, you know, you are the light of our lives, you know, you are a great kid, and we just put a bunch of pictures of Bart and said, you know.
I think we said, you're the light of our lives.
Yeah, I don't think we did, though, honey.
I think we did, my darling, because I wrote it. Thank you.
Well,
oh, my God.
Well, either way, even if you wrote that, it wasn't as schmaltzy as the other ones, but that's beside the point. I wanted to bring up, besides the fact that we had, as parents, paid for a full page of pictures of Barley.
That's a new racket. I never heard of that one.
When he was a baby and stuff.
Right.
And, you know, you have to do it because all the other parents are doing it, so you had to do it.
You can't feel bad if you don't.
Besides that, all of the seniors get their own page at no additional cost.
Right.
Where in this case, our son, Bart, selected the photos and quotes to put under the photos.
Mm-hmm.
And then I laughed at what his inscription was, because he has photos and he has quotes from people like George Carlin, Albert Einstein, Hunter S. Thompson. I mean, they're pretty eclectic. They're pretty funny quotes. But then there's the one part where he writes, you know, to the people who are important in his life. And all of the other kids have written like, Mom and Dad, I love you. Thank you for your support. Here's what he writes. To Mom, Dad, and then like five or six sets of initials. I guess they're his friends, including his girlfriend. So it's like, so it says to Mom, Dad, BB, MOM, RS, LH, CLB. I will never, what did it say, honey? It said,
thanks for your help. I couldn't have made it without you. I'll always remember you.
I'll always remember you.
Yeah, thanks.
And it was a weird, you know, not the word.
Only
told him what made us happy. Like he's going away somewhere.
He'll remember us.
Yeah. I will always remember you.
In past tense.
Yeah. Like right. We're all dead. Are we dying anytime soon?
That's
no, it's just see you later.
Yeah, see you later. I'm gone.
Yeah, right. Yeah. All right, baby. I'll see you. I love you.
All right. Goodbye. I'll remember you too, my darling.
I love you. And, you know, I gave you a very neo-like kiss there outside the theater. Did you notice that?
No, you didn't. You didn't in the movie make me think that you really love me like that, you know, or like he was supposed to do for the girl.
When he reaches down into her uterus.
Yeah,
I'm not. No, I don't want to give away the movie.
You did that outside the theater?
No. But at one point, you know,
that'll show somebody you love him.
That Keanu's big into those soul kisses with Trinity, and we were standing outside the theater, and I was thinking, God damn it, I got to go to work. Yeah. You know, our kid was still inside.
And you didn't give me a mushy kiss, and then you called me something like Trident. You know,
well, I couldn't remember.
The same at all.
I couldn't remember her name.
Trinity.
Anyway, but I did that thing where I held the side of her face, and I said, oh, thank you, baby. You really got at it. I said, I'm kissing you like he kissed Trident.
Yeah,
try that.
All right, bye, honey. Love you.
Bye, boo boo. Love you too.
Could have been worse. She could have said Orpheus.
So she hated it.
She liked it more than I did.
I, on the other hand, I must tell you that you got to see it. That the plot is. Wait, who cares about the plot?
Exactly. Absolutely.
You're seeing.
There's the rub.
You're seeing them. Beat up guys and jump on cars and fly and climb on the ceiling. And I know a lot of it is done with computer graphics, but
not
I also.
All done with computer graphics.
No, not all of it, Mike. A lot of it is like the first one where they're actually on wires and they're flipping around and jumping around and doing somersaults in the air on wires. And like when they hit the wall and the bricks fall out and stuff. That's really those actors hitting.
That's real bricks.
No, they're fake bricks. Marshmallow bricks.
Right. I didn't know that.
But
it doesn't change one thing.
What?
It doesn't change anything, but I didn't know that they did. I thought it was all. I got the impression there's a TV commercial, I think for Scope, or Listerine, and it's when the Listerine bottle is swinging on vines through the jungle.
Don't compare the Matrix Reloaded
that's just
to a Listerine commercial.
Have you ever watched the making of where they interview those techno nerds who are just J-O talking about, you know, what they did with it? They're sitting at a keyboard.
But here's the thing.
It's garbage.
Even if it is, and I know a large percentage of it is computer-generated stuff, it's not like Scooby-Doo or Star Wars. Like that stuff where they're jumping on cars and stuff, I defy you to watch that and say, oh, I can tell that was done with computers. They did it.
Maybe it's, you know, all right, I'll give you that. Maybe it's the knowledge that it's done with computers. Maybe it's the fact that.
Yeah, because, hello, guys really couldn't jump from car hood to car hood going 80 miles an hour on the L.A. freeway.
And that bores the hell out of me because it just.
You must suspend disbelief.
I can't. I can do that in a comedy. I can go into a comedy like a Dumb and Dumber and just say, this is going to be a dumb movie, and I'm just going to suspend any belief. I can't suspend my disbelief. But you don't take that out of it.
Money fans.
You've got to have a story.
You got to listen to me, money fans. You don't. This movie doesn't have a plot, and frankly, it doesn't need
one.
I'm telling you.
But if you saw the first one where he's bending over backwards and the bullets are going by, this is just more of that.
Yeah, yeah, but it's done better. And let me also say that, with no offense.
And the guys with the shake their heads and they.
I'm having to explain to Mike before the show today what The Matrix is.
You did because I really don't pay attention.
You didn't even dig that, the fact that it's all inside the computer.
Well,
and
that's explained in the first one. That's the end of the first one, but I'd forgotten that. And so when I went in to see it, and they're doing all this mumbo jumbo and yada yada yada.
It's good. Don't believe him. It's good. It's good. You're gonna like it. It's a rush. That movie.
Can I tell you this? You know, and I think you know this, that nobody likes gratuitous violence in a movie more than I do. I like, but here's how I like my violence. And this is, and you know what? Any other kind of violence I don't like. Let me just finish. When my violence.
You like it nice and bloody.
I like violence in a movie to shock you. And in a movie like The Matrix, it's just, there's not a shock.
Everybody,
in the movie.
I want to tell you something.
Cartoonish?
No, it's not. No. Buzz,
I'm
absolutely cartoonish.
Know. No, listen. Well, look at who's telling you this.
Listening to both of you.
No, listen, here's what I'm saying. This is more up my alley. This is a movie that's not up your alley. Generally speaking, you don't like these kinds of movies anyway.
I hate them.
Right. Well, I love them.
It's definitely good sci-fi, I suppose.
And I'm telling you, this is well done. The scene where Neo fights Smith,
right,
and there ends up being like 35 Smiths, that's an incredible scene. And where he's swinging around on that pole, and where they're fighting on the cars, and you got those ghost dudes that are going from one Cadillac to another Cadillac. That's killer stuff, man.
I know you like it.
I was into it. I mean, I'm totally into this.
Major Bess Smith.
And even, if you could tell you, the plot sucks. Sucks bare ass. I mean,
there is no plot.
No, the plot sucks donkey balls.
So it's a visual rush, then.
I'm not giving anything away here. Those squiggly things.
That's
from the first movie.
And that's
from the first movie.
And that continues because they're still in the Matrix trying to get into the real world.
Here's one other thing. I would like it more if they took their sci-fi and put more things with their special effects that would indicate, like, I think science fiction, and hear me out on this, science fiction should be really looking to the future and really looking to what kind of innovations are going to be in the future. There's none of that. All there is in that is the premise that.
How do you know what the future is going to be? How do you know that?
I don't, but I mean, I want a great like fiction writer to come up with something that's going to be really unique that we might have in the future.
You don't like anything like that, though.
Well, you know,
you don't like Star Trek, and that's the best possible view of the future.
I'm trying to think if there's anything futuristic that I like.
Did you like Star Wars? I do.
Of all of them, really, because I watched it in Iceland, and I wouldn't go see it on my own because I was captive and they ran it 700 times. I did kind of like the Star Trek because it's
Star Wars.
But I mean, Star Wars.
The first three Star Wars episodes, four.
I'm not down with it. I think it's.
This movie, Matrix, is a great movie. Please don't listen to Mike. I'm telling you. Listen, it's pointless for us to argue because everybody's going to go see it anyway this weekend.
Yeah.
Well, not everybody, but I mean, there'll be a lot of people going. You know, anyway,
everybody in America is required to see this movie this weekend.
I think there are a lot of people, young and old, that are going to go see this movie, and a lot of people will like it. And I think that I am in the minority of regular moviegoers where that I might not like it.
I dug it. I found myself a lot of times,
and I've never had a problem going against popular sentiment.
Even in the boring parts, I would still find myself thinking about how.
You mean the opening credits to the end? No, that's a joke. I'm making a joke. I make a small joke.
I would think, how did they do that last scene? How did they do that thing where he climbed up the wall and went around and beat up the 8,000 guys?
The producers are already sort of backpedaling a little on the plot. They're saying that this is just the middle part of the trilogy, and apparently
isn't that big of them?
They're starting to say, it was conceived as a trilogy. Now, it doesn't have the beauty of the
beginning. This is really the middle part of part eight, because we're going to make 20 of these.
There's only three, Mike, and the third one's coming out in November.
How do you know there are only three?
Because they've already made them, and they've said that's it.
And then that's it.
So listen, don't pee in my Wheaties, man, because I really like this movie.
Well, I won't. And I know that, I understand that you get into...
I guess we'll wait until Monday till...
You like action-adventure, you like sci-fi, and I, you know...
I like... Listen, these guys...
I like Goodfellas and The Godfather, so I mean...
Well, so do I.
Yeah.
But these guys, whoever these Japs are, are they Oriental guys that do that make the...
They're all Chinese, Don.
The guys... I figure anything good's got to come.
No, it's that guy with the white beard.
Yeah, they're Chinese.
That douche that they always interview from Industrial Light and Magic.
No, but there's another guy who works on The Matrix who's...
Oh, really? Another nerd?
Maybe they're Siamese nerds. I don't know.
Now I'm going to get you really mad. Now I'm going to really, really get you mad.
No, but I'm telling you...
I always think also on these things, what if the guy that's like coming up with these 7 million different ways to kick a guy in the head was actually using his talent to like come up with like a new technological advancement?
Oh, F you.
You were right.
But I'm telling you, since The Matrix came out, there is no other action movie that has influenced movies as much as The Matrix. Now, every movie that you go to see...
And every commercial you see.
Charlie's Angels or anything, they do that same thing. And I read an article with these guys saying that... Yeah,
slow motion, like where they jump up and the cape flies upside down.
It's cool, man. Please don't listen to him.
It's boring.
Please don't listen to him.
What's cool is, like, if you see a... You know, a guy walking down a hallway and you don't know where the guy with the gun is. And so I like that. That's what I like.
Yeah, that's good. Well, good. You know, I've said all along, you're living in the wrong decade.
No, now that is not true. I like a good...
It's too bad Humphrey Bogart's not around to make great movies anymore.
Oh, you know, let's put Matrix Reloaded against Casablanca.
Okay.
You know, let's do that.
Okay.
I like a story.
Gin joints in the world, please.
Louis, this looks like the beginning. But don't put me back in that era, because there are lots of modern movies that I love, too.
But this is a very modern movie.
But this is a genre. And I don't like the genre, and you do, but
I love Matrix.
I think for the genre...
Go see this.
I think for the genre... Mm-hmm. This movie is right up there.
The special effects are fantastic. the plot sucks, but the special effects are worth the $8.
It's a show.
Trust me, you're going to go see it, and you're just going to sit there during the boring plot parts that you don't understand, like what the hell Zion is and why
were you riveted? I'm not giving anything away. The scene where he fights all those people.
I love that scene. That was maybe my favorite scene in the whole movie, where he fights all of those Smiths.
Okay. All right. The Smiths. The Smiths.
That's
attacking.
His name. Where he says,
all right. I can't change your mind.
Hello, Mr. Anderson.
I mean, you like what you like, and that's fine, you know?
Well, I think America's going to be with me on this.
If America's... I don't doubt for a second that America...
I don't know how the movie's going to play in Iceland, but you know what? It's going to have a big first weekend. We know
sure,
that.
Always.
But I don't know if it's going to have legs. I don't know.
Well,
if
there's nothing else against it. There's nothing else out there.
Well, there's that fabulous Renee Zellweger movie opening this weekend, Down with Love.
But I think America has demonstrated they like these kind of movies, and that's why now really more and more, like months go by, you know, between movies that I want to go see.
But this is a killer movie with great special effects.
America
love
loved The Matrix, and America loved Jay Leno.
Okay. That's right.
Thank you, Rob.
Anyway, zooming action.
So to review, I loved it. He hated it.
Yeah,
but you know, everybody. I
fell asleep in it twice.
Oh. And again, I think that is.
Hey, you know what?
That's a personal thing with you. Just whatever. Whatever you're going through right now.
No blood sugar.
Jeez. You're on your diet. You're on your diet.
Woozy.
Tired from Iceland?
No, I'm actually today, I got a great night's sleep and I'm wide awake.
And you
today.
Fell asleep. You can't fall asleep in the
night. I fell asleep and I was awakened by, I think there are two laughs in the entire movie. And it was the guy that controls the ship.
You don't go for comedy.
It's like... Guy goes, at one point there's this big scene, action scene, and the guy goes, I can't take this. And the audience goes, ha, ha, ha. I woke up and I'm like, oh, I missed something. And then, you know, it really didn't bother me that much.
Well, it's good.
You know what? You know what's coming out?
Super double good.
Your man's coming back, too. Did you see the trailer for Arnold?
Did I? And you want to talk about laugh. I laughed at Arnold.
Right.
In the Terminator movie for the T3.
You know, that, and we share that as far as, you know, going to see Arnold. Just for, yeah. And you see the trailer for Tom Cruise's movie coming up in December?
Yeah, P.U. Right. See, we're not in total disagreement.
No, we agree on a lot of movies. And we you know what? We agree more often than not on comedy.
That's true.
But this Matrix, I'm telling you, it's worth it. Go see, you won't be let down. It's worth it.
And I want a movie that's got a good story and good acting. That's what I want.
I don't care about that. I like.
I know, and anybody that doesn't care about that likes it. And they're two different schools of thought.
Listen, you cannot argue with guys climbing up walls and doing somersaults on cars in traffic. And the thing with Lawrence Fishburne hanging on by the edge of his...
Do you know what? You'd be surprised about this. I sit for hours on end, and I play The Getaway on my PlayStation 2.
You're going to compare that to The Matrix?
I am going to totally compare. You say that when I see that type of thing, I want some kind of involvement. Because really, what The Matrix is a video game on film.
I'm going to get you The
Would
Matrix.
You not agree?
I'm going to get you The Matrix video game.
I probably,
just came out.
I would, and I've heard unbelievable things
about it. It kicks ass.
Yeah, but would you agree that it's kind of like, it's video game-like, The Matrix?
I don't want to insult you.
Why? What are you going to say?
Depending on, you know, your level of sophistication. In this case, I would defer to you and say you are more sophisticated than I am.
Right.
But I believe when it comes to
sci-fi
and action stuff.
Well, you know, based on the fact that you had to explain the premise to me, which would have been helpful. I will give you this. This is the one nugget I will give you on.
Yeah.
If you would explain to me the premise prior to my going to the movie, I would have
still hated it.
I still would have hated it.
You would have hated it. So,
but I, you know, you say that I don't like that kind of. I love it when it comes to video games and stuff like that. But I even like my video games reality based. The Getaway is based on a London gang, and you drive cars and you shoot people.
Listen,
and all that.
Here's what we can agree on. Obviously, we're split on this, and we, you know, ladies and gentlemen, the jury, we cannot come to a verdict.
No, but I think we both represent our side very well.
We are both incredibly hung.
We are.
And there's nothing we can do about it, but I think you'll agree with me that this is great.
I'm an Icelandic couple in the West.
He would have made the movie better.
Yeah, he would have. Wow, look how long we've talked. We have to break.
I enjoyed that. That was fun.
We have to break.
We don't get them very often where we're that split.
I don't think we're going to do the contest today. I think we'll just take phone calls. Plus, David Alan Greer, I totally don't buy this.
What?
Doesn't feel well.
Oh.
He's doing a show at the Improv tonight at 8, but he can't drag his black ass in here now, 4.5 hours before the show, because he doesn't feel well.
He needs his rest, apparently.
Please, here's your two snaps up on doing a phone interview, okay?
Mm-hmm.
F you.
That's too bad.
F you.
We've heard that before, and
you know
that usually means the same thing.
Yeah. And besides, you know what it was? It was a mercy booking. Because, frankly, we don't get guests on this show.
Uh-huh.
And it was like one of those things, okay, well, he's kind of a famous guy. We liked him on In Living Color.
I'm not going to lose any sleep over it.
Yeah, right. So Lisa called me, and she's all upset. You know, David Alan Greer is not feeling well. I said, well, has he canceled his show tonight at the Improv? Well, no.
Right.
I said, oh, so I guess he'll be okay. The deal is, and I know where the guy's coming from.
Sure,
The guy's all the way downtown.
I think the show has been canceled. But I'm not sure. Yeah, but I'm pretty sure it's been canceled.
Yeah. The guy is downtown.
Don't quote me on that.
You know, they say to him, with traffic, it's going to take you over an hour to get out to this radio station. And then it's going to take you an hour and a half to get back to the hotel. And he said, "Eh, listen, you know, tell those dumb fat crackers that I'm sick." I think David Alan Greer is suffering from career withdrawal today.
Yeah, perhaps.
So he will not be appearing on the show. I'm sorry. I know a lot of you tuned in just to hear him today.
And I know, and they're going to be sorely disappointed.
Our ratings are just going to be in.
He was great, though, in The Matrix.
Just crap. They're going to be not. Mike, that was Larry Fishburne.
Oh, he wasn't Orpheus?
No. Orpheus. What's his name? Is that his name?
Orpheus.
Orpheus.
Yeah, okay. Orpheus, Trinity, and Neo.
He needs to work on his teeth, though.
Yes, he does.
Lawrence Fishburne?
Yeah. The close-up's not kind to Lawrence. Mm-hmm. Larry Fishburne.
Right. Some bad teethers. We'll break and come back and take your phone calls. And then,
But I'm jealous of Will Smith.
Oh, yeah.
That's the one thing I take away from The Matrix.
Jada Pinkett's in this movie.
I could sit there. You could just have Jada on screen for the whole time.
Yeah.
I like that. That girl who was dating the driver?
Yes.
Oh, she's nice.
Is she famous or is
nice.
That like
nice?
No, she's not famous at all.
So you're gonna see more of her. She is turbo hot.
So we got a break because the whole show is gonna be ruined now because we're going on and on. But just one call we have to squeeze in, Christine.
Yes.
This will fry your ass, Mike.
All right.
Has nothing to do with the Matrix.
Okay,
Christine, go ahead.
Well, this morning I was flipping through the stations, and that gentleman that's supposed to be interviewing today, he was on this morning, feeling just fine.
On with who?
Jack Diamond Morning Show.
Oh, FM.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Right. Okay, thank you, honey. Right. Yeah, he feels good enough to get in and go on like the 8th-rated morning show.
Right.
That was this morning. He may not be able to do his show tonight now.
Yeah.
Jack Diamond. Hey, yeah, we got David Alan Greer here.
Good morning, buddy. Yeah, so you can get up and do a... Yeah, and, you know, a morning show.
Right.
Right.
I wonder if he feels sick.
FM.
You want to sell tickets? Come on this show. Otherwise, forget it, pal. You know, you should see tonight a lot of empty tables.
Right, exactly.
Kiss of death. You blow us off. Boy, I better read tomorrow that you've come down with SARS. Otherwise, it's the death knell for your career.
That sucks.
David Alan Greer. Yeah. Well, who cares? I mean, I had to ask about him anyway, really.
Yeah, I mean, is he on a TV show anymore?
He's on the Bonnie Hunt show.
All right.
So we'll break, and I think we have lots of Matrix fans.
Anybody from my side of the
Well, I'm going to say Matrix fans and anti-Matrix.
Okay, very good. I'd like to hear everybody's thoughts.
Going to call. And then we have a trip to Iceland to give away and a bunch of other stuff. So stay tuned. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Two members of the Seattle Star Wars Society are giving new meaning to the term diehard fan. They kicked off the new year by getting in line for Star Wars Episode II, Attack of the Clones, 4.5 months before the May 16th release of the film. John Guth and Jeff Twyton, I think it is, are outside Cinerama in Seattle, Washington, waiting. John and Jeff, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning, Matt.
I'm trying to
hi,
do...
Hi, John and Mike.
Oh, we get to say hi, Mom, and everything like that. Jeff and John, we appreciate it. Good luck to you, and maybe we'll check in with you as the 129 days tick off.
Please.
Yep.
Thanks.
See you, Don and Mike.
What? Dude.
The Don and Mike Show. Even better than touching skin, the Don and Mike Show.
All right, let's see who's on the phone here. I think I got some calls today. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, I didn't get screened.
Right, that's
I got to get out away from my radio.
That's part of the fun of the show, is that we take on-screen calls.
Well, I have some funny news for you.
What's that?
Chris the Loser is in broadcasting school now.
Oh, did you hear this on another radio
show? On the
show?
BJ Say, yes. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, this morning.
Well, listen. Yeah,
so nice that if anybody can't keep up with Chris.
They can listen to BJ Shea on the buzz. Well, good. Listen, BJ can have him, and more power to you. You know, he's got Chris, and we've got Tom.
Yes, absolutely.
I'll take Tom. Thank you for the call from Seattle.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. I think I mentioned yesterday that Chris, the guy, the loser from Seattle, called 3 different times during the show, and we were on different topics.
Yeah, I don't think he does anything but call radio shows.
No, the first time Joe screened him, I think it was... He wants to paint houses. He wanted to get an ad on the air to paint houses.
More houses to paint.
Then it was wants to sing a song.
Right.
Then the third time he called, it was just wants to give out his phone number on the radio.
Yeah, he was a little, he needed his fix, and obviously he got it today. Yeah.
Oh, good. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
This is Mike from Sacramento.
Hi there, Mike.
Hey, I wanted to thank you guys a whole lot. My mom, a couple months ago, found out she had colon cancer, and it was real rough time, you know, stressful events.
Rob, this is a rather inappropriate time for you to be doing the Sacramento dance that focuses on your colon.
Yeah.
You're right, Don.
There you go.
But I wanted to thank you guys for helping me get through this time. And yesterday she went through laser surgery, and it's, you know, you guys have helped me pull through this stressful time.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to send you a copy of a beautiful new picture. Now, Mike, it's only because you refused to get in this picture.
Right.
That you're not included.
Okay.
Remember when we were in Iceland and we found that bank that had that sign?
Oh, I was not only not in this picture, I was far away.
Yes.
I was in the restaurant sitting down when this picture
I'm going to send this picture to your mom. Hold on a second. This is a picture of Rob and I in Iceland in front of the Eimskipfalt Bank. And there is a giant, what appears to be a Nazi symbol, on top of this building. And there's a photo of Rob and I in front of the building taken by Lisa. And then a real close-up.
Yes.
In which you can really see two young men.
Right.
Really enjoying themselves.
Yeah.
Enjoying everything that the city of Iceland has to offer.
Yep.
I'd like to apologize for doing that preemptive dance, but I would also like to predict that during the woman's recovery, that kid argues with her.
Well, we're gonna send her one of these photos.
I'm sure she'll cheer up.
Yeah. To lift her spirits.
It'll do it. Right.
Rob, I'm as guilty as you are, but man, look at that unbridled joy on your face. I mean, I'm smiling, but take a look at the boy's face.
Yeah.
There you go. This weekend on CBS.
Listen, my guy.
Very proud.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hello. How you guys doing?
We're doing great.
Hey, I just want to comment on the Matrix, new Reloaded film.
Did you see it?
I haven't seen it yet, but I want to see it.
Sorry.
Not qualified.
We're only going to talk to people right who have seen it.
Amen.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, guys.
Howdy.
This is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon.
Mike, I've got to totally agree with you when it comes to the Matrix.
Honey, did you see the new Matrix movie?
Not the new one yet.
No, doesn't count. God. Doesn't count. You got to see it. That is the rule.
Yeah.
That is the rule that we are establishing. I was open-minded going into the theater. I wasn't down on it. I'm actually, you know, kind of looking forward to it.
I'll say that on your behalf. You didn't go in, like, yesterday saying,
right,
I'm going to hate this movie.
Right. Number three, I will, though.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
There's a third one, right?
Yeah, there is. It's a trilogy. Hello.
Hello, this is Sam.
Yeah, hi. Hi, Sam.
Hey, Mike, I should say Don.
Yeah.
Does your wife possibly listen to other radio stations in the morning when you're gone?
No, she's always, we do everything together. We even get on the stupid treadmill together in the morning. Why?
Well, you said when you got back, your wife's been extremely nice to you.
Yes, and...
And there was a Howard Stern show, I don't know, it was Monday or Tuesday. They laid into, I think it's one of the guys on the show, about how his wife treats him, and he works so hard for the money, and she has this beautiful wife, and all this stuff.
Yeah, that's right, because Frida was listening to Howard Stern and decided to treat me nice.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
I'm glad that you could crystallize that for me. Thank you. Yes, that's why I got a BJ from my wife, because she was listening to Howard's show.
That's exactly right.
Thanks for crystallizing that.
You know, every now and then you get a listener that it nails it.
You really get it. Now, as I mentioned, you are so stupid. My wife is going through something called empty nest syndrome.
Right. Uh-huh.
Unlike Howard, my wife didn't leave me. And we have a son who's graduating high school. And she's already getting nutty about the fact that it's just going to be she and I again. And I believe because of that, she's kind of rediscovering. I don't want to toot my own horn here. Robbie, where's
your horn?
The horn. I don't want to toot my own horn, but I think she's discovering that I'm not bad.
Oh. As a lover?
I'm not, just as a companion. I'm not bad.
Well, that's a good
thing. Hey, Mike, Don, I'm jealous of the way you and your wife get along. I would love to have gone along that good with my wife. And I'm not advertising for that other show by any stretch of the imagination.
Well, I don't think you're advertising, but I think you're incredibly stupid to think that my wife would have been listening to Howard or anybody else. And
that would have inspired
And her. Have that inspire her.
Yeah.
Well,
Just because Howard was busting some guy's balls.
Actually, in truth, if you want to know the real truth, it was a call from me. I said, listen, look at the situation I'm in. Please, make him happy.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
I thought that went well.
Yeah. Well thought out.
Right. And not a word about The Matrix.
Don and Mike, hello.
For Christ's sake.
Hello.
Hey, you said that. I haven't seen the movie yet, but you said that.
No, wrong.
No.
You know what? I'm sorry. I went to two shows last night. Both of them sold out. I refused to go to the 10:15 on a Thursday night with all these kids out in front of the theater. When I was a kid, I didn't stay out on a school night. I don't care. When I was 17, I didn't stay out on a school night.
I'll tell you something else that knows of The Matrix. It was cops. And you know why the cops were there? Because The Matrix is rated R. And they're doing that thing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I wish, I understand that you gotta keep the kids out of the movies, but Jesus Christ, we got terrorists, we got criminals. Why are cops at the movie theater?
I could go to a 7:30 show. I could go to the early show.
At 10:30 in the morning, making sure that no one under 17 gets in.
Wow. there were people at the cops at the theater?
Yeah, there was a cop that was there.
Yeah, it's just a gum-chewing kid when I went to the theater today.
Oh, there was lots of kids that were
but
there
But I mean,
today.
I couldn't believe the kids like all over the theater last night, and I don't get it. Hey, school's still in, right?
Don and Mike, hello.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
How you doing?
Okay.
Great. I saw The Matrix the other night in a sneak preview. I thought it was pretty great. The storyline, the way where it's going, there are clues throughout the whole movie, but you're right, it is kind of muddled.
Listen, do you understand the plot? And I'm kind of with Mike on this. You really, like I said, you got to be in the basement of the... You got to be deep in the roots
even when you explain it
of
me,
the
I'm,
science
I'm
building.
I'm still a little hazy on it.
But the effects are great. But
Jewel, man.
Overall, the plot is not. But I think the movie's worth seeing. Hello?
Donna, Mike, what's up?
Hi, have you seen it?
Yes, I have. Okay. Well, Wednesday night, man.
Okay.
What do you? I just turned on the radio. What did you guys say about it? What do you think?
No.
I'm sorry. The show starts at noon every day. The guy I think was calling from the West Coast.
Right.
Listen to the whole show. Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
I wanted to talk about The Matrix, but please don't cut me off. I've been waiting for a long time, and I haven't seen it. And they didn't tell me that when they were screening me.
Listen to
and after 30 days, it's marked final at $37.
What did you want to say, Don?
I wanted to say Mike is going to be in the majority, except that the box office sales are going to be through the roof because Tucker.
This is Michael Huffman, and you're listening to Jew to Jew.
I'm just going on the sound of your voice.
Have you ever seen Topper Shutt do interviews other than news-related?
A million different
stories. He's talking about a weatherman.
Although it's going to... Mike will be in the majority, although it will be a box office smash.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Yes, it says on the screen, a dickhead on line 3, so I went right to you.
That's me, baby.
Yeah, baby.
Hey, now, how come you busted Howard's balls when you've been divorced yourself and actually your daughter wouldn't even talk to you? And then you got Fatso sitting beside you who's been divorced.
Let's slow down just for a second, being as you know all about history and you're an expert on it. I have been married.
Speak to me directly, you pussy.
I have been married.
Jeez,
I'm speaking about.
Ass.
Hey, hold on.
Screw you.
Hey, douche. I'm talking about my wife.
Yeah,
my,
I just don't like, I don't like when people don't speak to me directly.
My wife, Frida, who I've been married to for 22 years. Howard had a long-running marriage, and he got divorced. The fact that you knew I was married once when I was 18 for 6 months, the fact that you knew that I had a daughter, the fact that you knew that I went, turn your radio down, dummy. The fact that you knew for many years that I went without speaking to her and her without speaking to me is all because I shared all of that with you. You're not throwing any dirt in my face. I mean, it's not like you've done some private eye research and you're coming back. So what's the point of the call?
And my marital situation has been an open book, too. I've told everybody about my situation.
I never said that you didn't, Mike.
Yeah, but I mean, you're acting like we're keeping these secrets and we're doing that. I mean, what's
the deal? I guess I'm just saying, you guys, between the two of you, you have no right to make any comment on any.
Hold on. Between the two of us,
three divorces between the two of you.
No. Yes, but let's just talk about me for one second. I was married for at 18 for 6 months. Bad mistake. My fault. Her fault. Second marriage. 22 years, kind of hard to argue with that.
It's not over yet, though. She could leave you at any given moment, Don.
Hey, you know, excuse me. As far as length of time you're married, whatever. You know, everybody's life is different. Everybody's situation is different.
And we only brought it up because the guy called us and said that he thought the reason my wife was being nice to me is because Howard was busting some guy's balls on his show.
I definitely think that Frieda definitely listens to his show every morning, much like you two do, to tap anything that you
have
going on.
Now, you got an agenda. Do you? You know, let me ask you a question, really.
Sure, Mike.
If you really, really believe that, do you know when the last time I listened to Howard was?
I would assume probably the few days before you went to Iceland, but I don't know. I'm sure you come off with
something. I am not saying this for any other reason than my lifestyle. When I get up in the morning, I'm watching my TiVo and what I've recorded the night before because I'm out to dinner with friends and I'm doing stuff at night more than I have when I was married. And I will tell you right now, and I am not lying, I have not listened to Howard for a sustained period of time, and I mean over 30 seconds.
Did Howard spend an hour on his...
For 6 months. I respect Howard and what he does.
Did he spend an hour on his show today talking about The Matrix and if he liked it or didn't like it?
Actually, he wouldn't talk about it today because he didn't want to ruin it for anybody that, you know, whether they...
You know what you
are? I mean, do you really believe that we... I mean, or are you just busting balls?
Mike, I really believe... I believe for 7 years that I've lived in this state that you guys probably more than anyone else other than them two idiots... Opie and Anthony probably have
all right,
sold out of his bag of tricks.
Let's go.
I am amazed because I have.
Hey, okay, hold on. You really believe all the crap that he says? Let's just look at yesterday's show.
I like you guys spun records 15 years ago. Think about how your show has transcended in the last.
Wow.
Yeah.
And
listen to the angle.
Wow, we got a little psycho.
Hey, dummy. Do a little research. There's a guy in Chicago named Steve Dahl. Back when your man was playing records, there was a guy named Steve Dahl who did the format first. So if you really want to be real honest about it, or just
what's
turn
that?
Your...
Are you going to turn your...
Bull crap. That's bull crap. You can deflect the Steve Dahl stuff. You know, you changed your show and followed him much like three-quarters of anyone that's in your business right now. You give him no respect.
Wow, Jesus
Christ.
You always
dog him. You always put him down.
Do you pray to him each night?
When did we last dog Howard?
You guys dog him all the time.
When?
You guys like give him no respect. You say that he's the one that created everything.
When did we do that last?
These people on the show. I just heard you the other day, dog him.
Listen to this New Yorker. Listen to this guy.
Jim Jones Kool-Aid.
I am not from New York.
Yes, you are. You can lie all day, you know, and I know your strategy, but you can't. I'm a linguist, and you know what? You can't do it, badass. You can't do it because you know something? You can't cover your accent.
Here's one thing I will tell you.
But you can't cover that accent up.
Hey, listen. Here's one thing that I will tell you.
Shut up.
Here's the thing I'll tell you that I've noticed. On your man's show... On your guy's show, there would never, ever, in my limited knowledge of his show, be a dialogue like this. There would never be a dialogue like this.
Like what?
Like having an idiot like you.
Psycho. I don't think idiot is appropriate. I think psycho is appropriate.
Oh, yeah, I'm a raving lunatic. No wives have left me, Mike. You've got two that have stood
on nobody. Are you married, sir?
Yes, I certainly am. I've been married for 6 years. It will be 7 on Sunday. It's my anniversary.
Do you have any kids?
I have two daughters. Yes, I do. All much right. Like you.
That's wonderful.
Well, great. Then I tell you what, in, I guess, 13 more years... 14, 15 years, call me up and let me know if you're still married to the same woman with the same kids.
Well, I always have my same kids. I mean, what do you mean? Where are they going
to
go?
What the F does that have to do with anything? This guy's still a psycho.
I know.
He's a radiophile. And, you know, frankly, as far as, you know, using marital status, which I take very personally, is...
Yeah, you obviously don't do a good job if you take it personally.
What's that?
I said, if you put down the bottle, paid a little more attention to your wives, they might not walk up.
Well, you seem to know a lot about me, don't you, sir? Psycho boy. Well, you know, listen, the fact of the matter is you don't believe the truth, which is I have not listened to Howard in at least 6 months.
What about Butterball next to you? When's the last time you listened?
Why? Let me ask you.
You're big into the name calling, and I often say this to people, but I really mean it because I have your phone number. If I'm such a butterball, why don't you come down here and sign a waiver? And on the radio, we can fight. We can really fight.
Why don't we set this up for Monday? I will gladly fight you, Don.
I'll tell you why. Let me tell you why. We'll set it up. But you have called before. And you have done this before. And believe it or not, we have had the same... No, wait a minute. We have had the same discussion before.
Because with guys like you, it always ends up just being violence. Because we've tried to explain the fact that we do...
You just asked me to come sign a waiver, and you're telling me I'm being violent.
Because we've tried to argue with you using reason, but you don't listen to it. For instance,
you're calling me a psycho and an idiot, and that is reason.
Well, you know, can I be honest with you? The level of passion you have for somebody and someone you don't have any connection to is a little odd.
Scary.
It's a little odd psychologically to me.
The passion
that you're attacking us personally with is a little bit... strange.
Let's just look at some of the shows we've done this week. On Monday, we were live in Iceland. I don't think Howard was live in Iceland.
He's never talked about Iceland air. No.
Maybe they bought commercials, but I don't think he's done a remote from there.
Right.
Yeah, you guys are the only ones. I think you and probably Elliot went over there. You know, like eight disc jockeys went over there.
What is the deal?
What about when we did...
Psycho Boy.
When we did Make Olivia Soprano Laugh to give away a Mother's Day trip.
That was a good bit.
And what about
bit.
What about yesterday when we did the Naked Cruelty bit?
It wasn't cruel, but it was good.
All right, but again, not done on your boys' show.
No, not that I know of.
Right.
So I really don't understand, other than, you know, creating this, where
you
are you getting this?
That's not correct. You don't...
Listen, the point is, here's the point.
Is that Don has no right to bust anyone on marital status.
You know what? Don nor I were busting anyone status.
Somebody called us and said my wife was listening to his show, which is why she's been treating me nicer. And that was incredibly stupid.
And you're trying to deny it your wife has never, who slept with half of the radio business, has never listened to Howard.
God, I pray you get an Arbitron, because you listen to our show every day. You know every fact about our show.
I'm a very specific person.
You're a what?
It doesn't have a great memory. It doesn't take
you.
You know what? Howard Stern should invent a better cell phone for you the next time you call.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good comeback.
Oh, that was such a funny line. I mean, what do you want me to say?
It was.
What is it? I want to ask you a question. I want to see if I got... Hold on.
Yeah,
if you scream, I'm not going to let you get your words on the air, all right?
Okay, go
ahead. All right, I want to ask you a question. I want to get inside of your head for a second.
There's a lot of room in there.
What does it make you feel like? Does it make you feel... like you're doing what we do when you get on a show like this and you argue with us? Where does the rush come from? Or what is the purpose of it? Because I like to try to understand. If you can answer that calmly. And he's gone.
The phone's breaking up. As soon as you ask
I think
him a
what it is
question.
Is a guy that is so, that really wants to do this and lives vicariously through another show. I don't doubt
that... And our show, because he knows everything about our show.
I don't doubt that he calls other shows and does the same thing using our...
Give me a break.
I do. I believe that because you're disturbed.
Hold on,
I was on Bill O'Reilly this morning.
I don't doubt it. I wouldn't doubt it for a second.
You can name the lineup, can't you? Hi, Joe.
The reason I put this guy through was that I immediately identified him as somebody who would call me for the next 30 days.
Joe.
Stuck on this topic. So rather than have to sift him out for the next 29 days,
I'm fine.
I just put him through.
That's fine, Joe, but I've never called you, Joe, and you can't say I have.
Joe, do not drop the F-bomb, Joe.
Yes, he did. A 39-year-old pothead that lives at home is going to bust my balls.
Oh, you
I tell
are.
You what.
You know what?
You come
idiot.
Down here Monday,
Joe,
I'll straighten
up.
You out.
Joe, shut up. I hung up on him. The guy listens to this show so much,
he nails Joe.
Yeah. I mean, it's one thing if he nails Don and myself, but he's nailing Joe.
I don't live at home.
There you go.
I almost live at home.
Hello.
So there.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hey guys, this is Noah. How you doing?
Hey, what, Robbie?
That was neither sweet nor doughy headed. I really don't appreciate that he brought that side out.
No,
of
just, Joe just came in and just dropped the F bomb on that dummy. See, what you don't get, Joe, is we have fun with guys like that.
It's sport.
That if we didn't like it, it wouldn't be on the radio. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And I maintain that that's a part of this show that's very unique.
Absolutely.
We'll put an a hole on. I almost said the word an ass. H on for 15 minutes. Because eventually in the war of attrition, our side will win out.
Amen, brother.
Because we just ask logical questions.
Always.
Because all those guys, all those Howard guys are the same. You rip him off. You owe everything to him.
Not once, you know, when we try. And I mean, I swear to God. And, you know what? I say this to people. And I have no problem saying this on our show. Because I'm by it. I'm over it. And we've been doing this an awful long time. I think Howard has a very funny show. Moments on that show are extremely funny, and I still laugh at him. After all these years, I will still laugh. But just because of my lifestyle, the last time I seriously listened, and it's not because of the Howard Stern show, it's because of what I do in my life, was probably 6 months ago that I listened, and because I just don't, you know, unfortunately, by the time I get rolling, that's what I do. And you know, I mean, that's a fact. And the fact of the matter is that what he does and what we do are not intertwined and not related. And it's just amazing
like
we've gotten that for years.
Guys like that can't get into what we do.
And the blind allegiance is disturbing.
But he is at
that. My question is, where's that blind allegiance for us?
Mm-hmm. You have it.
No, I never hear it, Buzz.
Oh, you know what?
I'll tell
you.
The silent minority.
May I tell you, and you know we do.
Or the silent majority, rather.
Wait, you know, I'll tell you, when we were going through a rather difficult patch, and this show was on in middays, me tell you, I got a lot of blind allegiance. I got more Quan. People showed me the Quan of this show more than I've ever gotten before. In fact, I didn't know it before that, and I was glad it happened.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, guys, how you doing? This is Noah.
Hi, Noah.
Well, you guys do have that blind allegiance. It's just that your people are a little bit more educated than the ones that listen to the other guy.
Well, whatever.
Yeah.
Well, I gotta go. We gotta break. We're running way late now. You know
that is our show though. We will sit there and we will sit there and the guy that's just ball busting will keep on for 40 minutes.
All we wanted to do was ask a couple people who had seen The Matrix.
Says I love your show. It's like we don't need that.
Did we get anybody who had actually seen the movie?
Yeah, no, we did. No, maybe not. I'm not sure. So
anyway,
that wasn't any fun.
Okay. Well, we'll try it again. But the next break has to be short.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we're screwed for the rest of the show.
And incidentally, if I get any more ball busting about my drinking, I'm quitting forever. That's funny.
You know,
I'll see you at the bar tonight.
I have to.
You have to bust me. Like when I said I started my new diet. You know, I'm going to go easy on the alcohol.
No, you said you were going to stop it.
I was going to stop the alcohol.
When I spoke,
Don called me last night at dinner. I was having a glass of wine.
he said it lasted 24.
Are you counting 24 hours?
24 hours.
Amen. But hey, see that kind of comedy? You keep busting my balls like this, it's just not going to happen anymore. I won't. I'll keep it all a secret. I'll keep that bottle in my desk a secret.
We all know about it.
There. Oh, that's right.
We can smell it. We can see it on you.
Can smell it on there.
We have a break. We will. We'll be right back. Okay.
Okay.
You know, you people, just come on. Where's the regular listeners of this show?
Happy Friday.
Right. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Harry in the Bronx. Harry, good morning. You're on WABC.
Good morning, Jack Diamond. I don't think I've heard you since last Christmas time. I don't think I was home.
A few times over the summer and in the fall, but I appreciate you listening and calling today, Harry.
Absolutely. I just want to say that as an EMS worker, as far as taking a smallpox vaccine is concerned, the consensus is that we wouldn't want to take one unless there was reason to, for example, an outbreak or an attack somewhere else in the country that would give us reason to. I would sooner eat a big BM on the Don and Mike show.
All right, Harry, thanks for your call. I appreciate it. Well, you know, you have your choice, Harry. You could do that or you could... You can get the vaccine.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
I've had it up to here with the likes of you people.
And now, the stars of Greater Tuna, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, let's see what's happening on our telephones.
We can't get enough, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, I saw The Matrix 2, and I'll tell you whatever you want to know about it.
Is anyone tuned in?
No.
I don't know.
I think so. Let's try another one. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
Hi. Hi. Howdy.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi.
Oh, we're fine. Happy Friday.
What can we do for
Happy
you?
Happy Friday. I saw The Matrix last night.
Yes.
And I loved it.
Thank
Sorry,
you.
Mike.
No. Hey, that's all right. Yeah. Maybe you're entitled to that. A lot of people love it.
It's not that you're taking sides. We just like to get people to say exactly what you just said. You liked it or you didn't.
Absolutely. I mean, I hold nothing against you, no matter how misguided you are.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. You're brilliant, incidentally. Hello, Don and Mike. Hi.
Hi, guys.
Hey. You seen it?
Yeah, I saw it on Wednesday. I was actually saw it at the 10:40 showing.
Hey, you must be a diehard fan then.
No, well, the thing, it just me and my friend, we usually just go and see these movies, and we just get really tossed right before we see them. Like the really early showings, like at the midnight showing or something.
What did he gets high?
He gets tossed.
Tossed. I think.
Oh.
Yeah.
It was pretty crazy. I mean, there was a lot of, like, there were a lot more boring parts in it, but then, you know, just to fill in the movie.
Jeff. Mr. Spicoli, did you like it or not?
I loved it.
There you go.
Thank you.
But he was tossed.
Don knows how this game works, too. That's one for me.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Right.
That's like one
of those Chad things down in Florida.
When we have segments like this, we don't necessarily root for people to have our point of view.
I understand.
We root for the dumbest people to have the other guy's point of view.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
Hey, y'all didn't appreciate the comedy in the movie?
Did you see the movie?
Yeah.
Matrix Reloaded, did you like it or not?
The cop, when that kangaroo took off with all that money stuck to his pouch, that laughed my ass off.
Yeah, see, you saw it.
That's funny. Hello. That is funny.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
This is Jason from Baltimore.
Hi there, Jason. Did you see the movie?
Yes, I saw the movie. I thought it was great.
Yeah, I need it.
I saw it at 10 o'clock Wednesday.
Yeah, what do you like about it the most?
Mike, I don't think it's a dumb guy.
I don't think
so. I like the fact they had a mini porno in it. You know, that was funny.
Yeah, I can say that again. That was a real mini porno.
Hey, you are just upset because...
No, I'm not. I'm actually delighted.
Because all these people like the movie.
You know, if he was on my side, you'd be doing the same thing.
This is Jason. Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi, who's this?
This is Donovan.
Donovan, did you see The Matrix Reloaded?
I did, and first, before I get to that, I just want to say, Don, that must have been a great DJ, because you were real nice to that guy. I didn't hear the word douchebag come out of your mouth once.
I tried to call him a dick instead of a douchebag, but The Matrix, did you like it or not?
I loved it. What I think a lot of people aren't...
Thank you. I mean, listen, Mike and I will pontificate on what we liked and didn't like.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Just need votes. No.
Right now, just getting some votes.
Now it's turned into a vote buzz. Thanks.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
It's a poll, Mike. It's not a vote.
All right. I thought it was going
to... not a referendum.
I thought it was going to be a, what do they call it, a town meeting.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hi. Did you see it?
Oh, yeah.
And?
Oh, the movie's awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, sure.
Bye-bye. You see, he didn't sound dumb. Hello, Don and Mike. Mike makes his eyes get real big. Like, yes, he is dumb.
I think there's sci-fi guys that are very smart that like the movie.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, I saw it. It was all right.
Still, I count that on my side, though. He's not.
Did you really like it, or did you not? Would you go see it again?
Well, no. That, hold on.
Well, no. See, so it's down for your side.
Did you like it?
Are we counting now?
But no,
are we counting votes?
No.
I'm not counting.
All right.
6-0.
I count. There was one guy that does.
I'm making that up. I'm not counting. Did you like it or not?
I liked it. It was pretty good.
Well, no, but you're not saying that it's pretty good.
Would you recommend it to somebody?
I already moving on to the
next one. Oh, not fair.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
Hello?
You seen it?
This is Michael, yeah.
And?
One word that's hyphenated. Pseudo-intellectualism.
Did you like the movie or not?
Oh, it's horrible.
All right, there you go. There's one.
No.
Thanks, moron.
Kidding.
He was probably the brightest guy of all of them, the brightest sounding guy.
Let me tell you why he says pseudo-intellectualism. Because that scene where when he gets to that room where the guy's got the white beard,
yes.
And he's going, ergo... F to E, whatever the hell the guy's saying, that is, they throw that in
now,
there.
Now, Mike,
to appear bright.
I am not editorializing about why I like it.
I'm sorry. Hey, I only got one.
You're on your
phone. I only
got
one, so I had to jump
on. No, you got more than one. There was two.
Okay.
It's like 8-2. Hello, Don and Mike.
But who's counting?
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, you seen it?
I saw it. I loved it.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Want to take some more?
So, but yeah, I want to take 100 more.
Hello. Don and Mike. All right, one more. One more, and that's it. Hello.
Don and Mike, I love you guys.
Thank you.
I'm with Mike on this one. It's too sci-fi.
And Mike, here's a real bright-sounding guy. I'm glad.
Hey, your soapbox.
Will you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Will you just say, Franks and Beans?
Franks and Beans.
Yeah, he didn't sound anything like Warren.
Did you say,
I'm with you, my friend, and you show excellent taste in cinema.
Would you say? Would you please say, have you seen my wiener?
Have you seen my wiener?
okay, that was closer.
You guys kind of want him over to my side a little bit.
You said one more. We finished with my guy. We finished with somebody. You make the rules. You said one more.
That's fine. I don't mind ending with that guy.
Take more. It might be 8-4.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
Don.
Yeah, hi.
How you doing?
Okay.
Dave in Green Bay. I just wanted to know what you all, first of all, you guys are loved in Green Bay. Secondly, have you put in a bid on Brett Favre's house yet?
Oh, you know, I got to make a note to talk about this on Monday.
Yeah, it's all over eBay.
Is Brett Favre selling his house?
Yeah.
Is it a nice house?
No. I mean, well, it's relative, if you think it's a nice house.
It's okay. It's a nice house.
I mean, for, for Green Bay, it's a mansion for Green Bay.
Oh, really?
I think you should put in a bid, though. I think it'd be a great deal for you.
Thank you, my friend.
Take care.
See you later. Thank you for calling from Green Bay. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I'll be monitoring that pretty closely.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, yeah, you're on the air.
Oh, see, oh, well,
hi, this is Brian from Philadelphia. I saw the movie and thought it was a pile of BM.
A pile of BM.
Mm.
You know what? I've turned the corner. I'm catching up now. Or was that a compliment?
I thought we weren't counting. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I didn't bring up the score.
I saw Matrix. It was good.
But I count that. I'll count that. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello, Don.
See, now everybody's going to do the retard thing.
I think it was terrible.
See, now everybody's going to pretend to be retarded. It's not going to work. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello. Pedo! Pedo!
All right, well, he's not there. That's it. Buzz, were you counting?
No, actually, I didn't. I didn't count.
Yeah, I was, Don. I was keeping track over here. 11 people said they liked the movie. 31 said they did not.
All right, well, Mike, you're the math guy on this show.
I know.
We all know that's your strong point.
Absolutely, and actually, that would be a percentage of 110%.
All right, well, let's take one more call. Then we got to give away this trip to Iceland. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Howdy.
It's Ken in Owings Mills.
Yes, Ken.
I know why the cops were there. I teach kindergarten, and at 2 o'clock today, one of my parents came in to pick up his son to take him to see The Matrix. That father should be pistol-whipped.
Really?
Wow.
That movie is not for a kindergartner.
Right.
Did you say you're a teacher?
Yeah, I'm a kindergarten teacher.
And you just said a parent should be pistol-whipped.
Sure, he's taking his kid to see an R-rated movie. Give the kid to somebody who will raise him right.
But there's no bush in that movie. There's not even any teeth. It's all just...
Yeah, but I mean, I made the mistake of taking my daughters to a PG-13 movie, kind of blocking on it. The not Harry Potter, but the other one that's just like it, the Hobbit one. What the hell is that?
Lord of the Rings.
And, man, it was like 5 nights, and I really felt bad because it was just, you know, it gets in their head. It messes with their head. And that's the kind of movie that could mess with their head.
I don't know. It's been years since my son was an infant, but I'd say The Matrix is appropriate for children of... children of all ages.
Yes, it's a veritable Disney animated film.
From the womb to the tomb. I don't get the R rating, baby. That's a G.
I know that most kindergartners that would come out of The Matrix would go, that was so boring.
That's a G. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Here's someone else saying adults brought babies to the movies.
Wow.
Well, now it's okay to bring a baby. What's a baby's not going to retain that. Hello? Mike?
Yeah.
How old were the babies?
Well, it was like a 2-3-year-old kid talking through the whole movie.
They should be pistol-whipped.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, I don't care about the kids, but...
What you're dealing with there more often than not is parental selfishness, where the parent wants to see the movie, right. And they're just, you know, they have to have their kid with them, and then you just don't do that.
Well, you know how it is, though, when you got a little kid, especially when you got a kid that's like 3.
Mm-hmm.
You say, well, Jesus Christ, we never get out of the house.
Right.
We got to go. We got to do something. We got to get out of here. So you say, well, all right, we'll go to an early show.
Let's go...
And there's
let's go see Scarface.
And there's and the very serious answer to that is NyQuil.
We use Benadryl.
Wow. Right. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Drug your child and then bring him to the movie.
Not drugging, Don. It's medicating.
Hello, Don and Mike
Makes
Show.
Makes them feel better.
Hello.
Hi. I have a theory on why you guys are split on the movie.
Yes, sir. Why?
Well, I have a question. Did any of you read comic books when you were kids?
I did.
I did not.
Exactly. It's a comic book. That's the way it was drawn. That's the way it was conceived. And
was The Matrix a comic book?
I didn't know it was.
Well, it isn't actually a comic book, but that's how they pursued it when they made it.
I read Creepshow. When I the vampire comics and stuff.
I read the stuff normal kids read. You know, Superman, Batman, little Betty and Veronica.
This isn't really
little
very
Archie.
Valid.
Yeah,
this
is probably why I've been married twice.
This isn't very valid because all movies are basically conceived as comic books before they're filmed. It's called storyboarding.
All right, yes. Goodbye. Sure. Okay, one more call and then we're going to give away this trip.
Thank you, Otto Preminger.
Hello.
Excellent. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Okay.
Mike, you said you took your daughter to go see The Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
And gave her nightmares for a while.
She is six.
Oh, okay, yeah, because I took my daughter to go see it. She's five right now. She saw the first one and the second one. Those are like her two favorite movies.
Yeah, and you know, my daughter didn't hate it, but I mean, it bugged her the first couple of nights. She was and I don't like that. I don't like to do that.
You should be pistol whip, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for the call.
And I remember when I saw The Wizard of Oz. That freaked me out. I was 18 when I saw that the first
time. Listen, we got a trip to Iceland to give away. As you know, we were in the great city of Iceland just 5 days ago.
Beautiful town, very, very, very wonderful place.
It was a week ago today that we flew to the city of Iceland, and we have a trip.
It's a great town.
We have a trip to give away now. Two nights and 3 days to Iceland from BWI Airport. Iceland Air, the coolest airline crossing the Atlantic. Here's how we're giving the trip away today. Buzz, is your sexy voice around?
I think so.
Well,
hey, baby.
There you go.
Yeah.
Now, here's how this is going to work. And I need some feedback from you guys on that.
All right.
I want to do a segment here called Sexy Buzz the Matchmaker. Ideally, what I'd like it to be is two strangers on different telephone lines who agree to go to Iceland together.
Right.
But I'm thinking about this last night. I'm sitting at my desk and I'm writing these notes. I'm thinking, well, what happens if, like, you get a guy who sounds normal and a girl who sounds normal and they go to Iceland and, like, the guy rapes her or something when they get over there?
It could be a problem for the airline and for this show.
So, and then I was thinking, well, maybe we'll get Buzz to ask, get a guy to ask a girl who he's always wanted to go with. But again, you have the same problem.
Right.
So, I think we got to go with homos or lesbians. That if you go with same sex,
same thing could happen.
Yeah, but you could fight back. You know what I mean?
I know. Like the idea of involving the gay community. You know, we say, you know, we involve them so often on the show. It's nice to do, you know, to give something back.
So, Buzz, why don't you appeal right now using your sexy voice to all the homosexuals and lesbians listening? Now, keep in mind, you're going to be going to Iceland with a total stranger that Buzz hooks you up with Buzz the Sexy Matchmaker. So go ahead, do your best sexy. It doesn't have to be a homo voice, though.
I understand.
Okay, yeah. here's Buzz.
Hey, all you gay guys. Hey, all you lesbians. This is your chance to go to Iceland for a honeymoon-like stay. I'm going to try to hook you up with somebody you can really get along with.
It's a sexy country.
Call to win the trip to Iceland. Come on, baby. Call.
And who are you talking to, Buzz?
I'm talking to all the gay men and lesbians who are listening to the Don and Mike show. The ones who are looking for love.
Very good. It'll be up to Sexy Buzz to interview the gay guys and the gay girls.
Same rules apply.
And then, Buzz, if you want, is today Bring Your Daughter to Work Day?
I don't know.
You know, there's an awful lot of kids walking. This is a crazy station because on any given day, you'll either see children or dogs in this radio station.
A lot of kids are here. The head honcho's kids.
A lot of kids are here because Alan's taking them all to see The Matrix.
But listen, this contest is exclusively for gays and lesbians.
That's right.
If you want to be hooked up with a total stranger to go to Iceland. Incidentally, the room is, you know, for two. It's one room for two people.
Yeah, it's beautiful, too. They have geothermal heat, and you can make your own geothermal heat, right, Buzz?
Strong furniture, too.
So call now at 877-365-3636. Buzz will be talking in a sexy voice, and we'll get a guy, and if it's a guy, we'll find a guy to hook him up with, and if it's a girl, we'll find a girl to hook her up with.
I think it'll work better with guys.
Of course you will.
We will. We'll be back, so call right now.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Homer, what have you got against gays?
You know, it's not usual. If there was a law, it would be against it.
Homer, please, you're embarrassing yourself.
No, I'm not, Marge. They're embarrassing me. They're embarrassing America. They turned the Navy into a floating joke. They ruined all our best names like Bruce and Lance and Julian. Those were the toughest names we had. Now they're just you.
Queer?
Yeah, and that's another thing. I resent you people using that word. That's our word for making fun of you. We need it.
The Don and Mike Show.
The whole world's gone gay.
They're good listeners because they're good talkers. Don and Mike.
I just had a little conversation with the dicks of the legal department.
Yes.
The powers that be have once again reached into our show and made a slight modification.
Apparently, I should have called them yesterday and they would have told me that you can't send two strangers on a date together, much less to a foreign country.
Yeah, because, well, you would actually identify what the problem might be. Gay or straight, you can't send two strangers over there,
I guess. But either way, we're going to still do this gay. And, Buzz, we'd like you to do your sexy voice. Yeah. Buzz will simply pick his famous gay homo man or gay homo woman.
His favorite, that's right.
His favorite, and Buzz will interview each of them briefly as they call in his sexy voice. And then the choice will be totally up to Buzz. So I think we have gay music. Well, let me try this one first. Think of ABC, the look of love.
That's super gay, though.
Well, we were looking for...
Don't you have any Frankie Goes to Hollywood?
We were looking for Right Said Fred.
Right.
Somebody brought it home. This is pretty gay.
There's so many...
How about this one? Raining Men.
Uh-huh. That'd be good for
a good choice.
Hi, we're the Weather Girls.
Thank you.
I don't know.
Written by Paul Schaefer.
That's a good tip.
I'm going to have to look for some gay music here.
Buzz is ramping it up, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's get right to the calls again. Buzz, you've got 30 seconds with each person.
Very good.
And you have to speak in your sexy voice.
You know, I really do think porno music would work for this, too.
No, hold on. We got it. We got it right here. We got a great gay.
Keep me posted on the time, and I'll just get their names. And
you get about 30 seconds, 40 seconds each person. And now, ladies and gentlemen, Sexy Buzz picks his favorite homo guy or girl to go to Iceland.
Iceland.
Yeah. Spandau Ballet, baby.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Go ahead, Buzz.
Hey, baby. Who am I talking to?
Hi.
So if you take this guy to Iceland, are you looking for romance or raw, passionate animal sex?
Oh, I think the raw animal sex is right there.
Buzz, you're not as sexy as when you do your sexy stuff.
Yeah, Buzz, here's the deal. You got to be sexy, just as sexy with the guys as you are with the girls.
Okay, Stud, let me ask you this.
Like, ask him what he looks like.
What do you look like? Not that it matters, but what do you look like?
Come on. I'm uncomfortable with this.
What do you look like?
I'm 5'10", 180, blonde military buzz cut.
A blonde will go over very well.
Maybe get that?
Yeah.
A buzz cut.
Yeah.
All right, hold on a second.
Okay. It wasn't happening with him,
that
Buzz.
Was Jeff, no?
Yeah, Buzz didn't like that guy, I don't think.
That wasn't Buzz's kind of man.
Here we go. Try again, Buzz. Here's James.
Hey, James.
Hey, Buzz.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good, Buzz.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You ready to go to Iceland?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? If you go to Iceland this time of year, you know, the sun virtually never goes down. Do you?
No.
If you, you don't.
No.
Oh, I'm going to have to...
You also got to make sure that we're not being faked out here by straight guys pretending to be gay.
Yeah, really. Are you gay, sir?
Yes, I am.
James, do you have a partner?
No, I don't, Buzz.
Well, then who's he going to take? This guy's out.
No.
Oh.
This guy's out. No pun intended. Get it? He's out?
He's out.
All right, this guy's named Matt from Seattle. And even though it's from BWI, he'll fly all the way to Baltimore to go to Iceland.
Wow.
Go ahead, Sexy Buzz.
Hey, Matt, how you doing, Stud?
Hey, Super Sexy Buzz.
You got somebody to take to Iceland?
Oh, I've got a number of people to take.
Yeah?
And two of them are inflatable.
Let me ask you this. Do you do everything?
There you go, Buzz.
For you, Buzz.
No, I'm not.
Well, we're not talking about for you, are we?
No.
I'll do almost anything, but, you know, I've got to tell you the truth. I don't get into the farm animals.
Okay, hold on.
All right. Comedian.
All right, hold
on. All right, you ready, Sexy Buzz?
I'm ready.
Here's Arnie. Arnie the homo.
Hey, stud.
Hey.
How you doing, Arnie?
I'm fabulous. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Nice.
You ready to go to Iceland?
I'm ready to melt Iceland.
Let me ask you this.
Okay.
If you went to Iceland, would your date have to worry about you wandering off with a tall, blonde, handsome Icelandic man?
Probably.
Good answer.
Arnie, do you like the outdoor sex?
Yes, I do. I love the outdoors.
That's good, Buzz.
I'm liking this.
Me too.
Let me ask you this, Arnie. The water in the geothermal spa known as the Blue Lagoon is opaque. You can't see through it. Would you be willing to remove your swimsuit under that water for your day?
Oh, indeed.
I like Arnie's answers.
You want to get a description of Arnie?
Arnie, what do you look like? Is there a celebrity? Or just describe yourself. Just tell me how sexy you are.
I'm 6 foot, about 190.
What are you wearing?
Our care. I'm wearing a pair of cargo pants. And a t-shirt.
There you go.
Hey, Buzz, I don't want to tell you how to do this because you're doing a great job, but why don't you ask him if he pitches or catches?
That's an excellent question, Don. Arnie? Arnie? Pitching or catching? What's it going
to
be?
I prefer to catch.
Catcher?
Wow.
I think we've got a candidate here. You got somebody in line to take with you?
Yeah, I have one.
Very good.
Who might it be?
Yeah. Can you give me a first name, Arnie?
Just an F buddy.
You think he'd be willing to go with you?
I could probably convince him.
You could take care of him?
I could take care of him.
Just ask him about his relationship with his F buddy.
How often do you see this guy?
When the need arises.
Buzz, you gotta talk sexy like you would pretend you're pretend you're talking to a girl here, Buzz. You're good at that when you do the sexy voice.
Yeah, baby. How do you seduce this guy?
It's usually a booty call, and if he wants to come over for some dinner.
And he responds when you come?
Usually.
So you've dined with this guy?
Yes. I've eaten out several times with this person.
I hear you. I like Arnie.
So do I. Hold on.
Arnie's all right.
I like your uncomfortableness in this, Buzz.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that in real life, Buzz has got no problem with anybody and no hang-ups with anybody.
And I want to do the sexy thing, but it's like, I'm not going to Iceland with him.
Right. Yeah. All right, well, let's try one or two more. I think we need a reset on the music, though.
Hey, good choice on the music, though. Spandau Ballet.
Buzz, sexy Buzz, say hi to Mark.
Hey, Mark.
Hi, Buzz.
How you doing, stud?
I'm fine.
You looking for romance in Iceland or raw animal sex?
The raw animal sex would be wonderful.
You got somebody you can take with you?
Yes.
Yeah? So first, tell me about yourself. What do you look like?
I'm 5'10 and a half. I have a shaved head.
Yeah.
Goatee.
Right.
And weigh 165.
Muscular built?
Reasonably muscular.
Uh-oh.
And the kitchen.
What are you hoping to do?
Oh, so uncomfortable.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
Well, I thought maybe we'd go to the Blue Lagoon.
Mm-hmm.
Spend a romantic time.
Would you be willing to take off your swimsuit under that opaque water?
Oh, absolutely.
All right, hold on a second.
That's a good answer.
We got a couple of girl homos for you, Buzz. And then you got to pick a winner.
Okay.
Now watch how much easier this is when he's talking to a girl. Here is Ivy, Buzz.
Hi, Ivy.
Hi, Buzz.
How you doing, baby?
So listen,
I'm doing great, and I would love to go see the Nordic women, because even though I have a partner, he can stay in the hotel and watch all three channels that they have.
So you leave your partner in the hotel and go out looking for a little fun, huh?
Absolutely. So, the fun will find me once I get there. I don't have to look for it.
Looking for a big, strapping Iceland woman?
They don't have to be big, just strapping.
Let me ask you this. You willing to do things that haven't been invented yet?
Well, let's just say they call it Iceland for a reason, I suppose.
Listen how much more comfortable Buzz is with the lesbians.
Yeah. He's rocking and rolling with the lesbians.
Right, hold on there, Ivy. Let's talk to another lesbian. This is Kelly. Hey, Hi there. Hold on. That's Ivy. I'm sorry. Kelly. Hey, Kelly.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, Kelly.
How are you?
How you doing, baby?
I'm doing okay.
Tell me a little bit about yourself. What do you look like?
Well, I'm about 5 foot five. I'm not very tall.
Mm-hmm.
I have dark cherry reddish brown hair.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Italian and American Indian.
You femme or butch?
Men is like a soft femme.
Yeah.
Kind of tend to be dominant.
Look at how much more comfortable he is with girls.
Hey, I like the femme and butch question. Yeah. That's good.
You got a partner?
I have a couple.
Ah. Do you know which one you'd take, Isley?
I have to decide that, I guess.
And would that be a romantic vacation, or would it just be a lot of sweaty passion?
A lot of passion.
Yeah.
I got to put you on hold. Buzz, I got to put you on the spot before we do.
Okay.
How would this guy possibly know this? Robert.
Yes, sir.
This guy says Arnie's not gay.
No. My crap detector's way out there on this one.
You think Arnie is...
straight as an arrow.
You think he's faking it just by the sound of his voice?
All right, hold on. I'll put him on.
Straight as an arrow.
I'll put him on. He's on line six. Arnie.
Yes.
Say hello to one of our listeners who thinks you're lying.
Hi there.
Arnie, I think you're straight.
I know you're wrong.
Hey, Arnie, where are you calling from, Arnie?
Seattle, Washington.
Yeah, and he's willing to fly all the way from Seattle on his own dime to Baltimore.
Yeah.
Oh, Seattle, yeah. Well, Seattle's probably gay then. All right.
Yeah, you can tell that guy was gay. Look at how easy it was.
He folds.
You won him over. Well, Buzz, not to put you on the spot, but I do have to put you on the spot.
Right.
You spoke to Arnie.
Yes, I did.
You spoke to Ivy.
Uh-huh.
You spoke to Kelly.
Right.
I don't remember all the other people you talked to.
There was a Jeff and a James.
And there's tons more that we haven't gotten to.
Right.
But because we ran so long arguing today, we have to ask you now, Buzz.
Yes.
Who is it that you're going to select to go to Iceland? Who's your favorite, homo or lesbian?
It was a tough choice. I narrowed it down to either Arnie or Kelly. I liked both of their answers. But I particularly liked Kelly's answers, and I think she's the most sincere. So Kelly going to Iceland.
That's an upset, a wild card.
Hey, Kelly.
Hey.
Congratulations. Hey, would you run this over to Buzz, Robbie, so Buzz can read it in a sexy voice? Kelly, congratulations.
Hey, thank you.
Where are you calling from, honey?
Dundalk.
Ah, listening on Live 105 in Baltimore.
Yes, I am.
Well, now here's sexy Buzz.
Kelly,
tell
baby.
You what you've won.
Kelly.
Hey, Buzz.
Hey, Kelly. You, sweetie, have won a two-night, three-day trip for two to Iceland from BWI Airport. Planning a trip to Europe? Iceland Air flies to your favorite cities in Scandinavia, Great Britain, and the continent. Call your travel agent or visit IcelandAir.com to book your flight or vacation package. Iceland Air, the coolest airline crossing the Atlantic.
Fantastic.
Congratulations, Kelly.
Thanks again.
Enjoy.
You're so much more comfortable with this, with the lesbians and the homos. Buddy.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of controversy on that pick.
Go figure. Yeah, I know.
The gay men are going to be up,
I told you it was tough.
Up in arms.
Up in arms.
Yeah, up somewhere.
Where would their arms be?
I don't know.
Hey, Kelly, thank you.
Thank you.
And remember, this was, Mike, we need some, fastest flame. We're just saying that was Buzz's choice, not our choice.
Buzz's choice does not reflect the voice of the Don Mike Show. Don Mike Show, Iceland Trip, brought to you by the Comedy Copyright sponsor of all Buzz's choices. Choices is only. Make a place to be wife for
you. Hey, you and I would have picked the guy, right?
Arnie.
Yeah, Arnie.
Arnie would have been the guy.
A tough choice.
Burbanker's picture.
Hello, Arnie.
Donald Mike would have
picked. Is this Arnie? Who's this?
This is Stallone.
Who is this?
This is Stallone. I'm so upset that you picked Kelly over me. You didn't even get to me.
I think you're a fake homo. I don't think you're a real homo.
Yeah, and that could be a great scam, with guys. Mm-hmm. It's such a female dominated country, where guys would go and pretend to be gay.
Yeah.
Why? It's a travesty. It really is.
All travesties cover every feature.
Do you want a prize?
I'd like that trip to Iceland.
No, you're not going to get that. You're going to have to accept that.
I'll give you a prize if you want a prize.
I would love a prize.
Okay, hold on.
What prize do you have for him, Don?
I think he's going to love it.
A big prize.
Let's see.
I'll tell you right now.
Hopefully some more music in.
What's your name?
Stallone.
Stallone.
Capital D small, E capital L.
Stallone, I want you to know this is really going to piss off our hetero listeners.
What is it?
Second row tickets to WWE. Won't that be great? Do you like the wrestling?
I do like wrestling, but not with those guys. Because most of the time that they have those women and those phones and everything, and I don't know.
I do think
but that would be fabulous. Yeah. No, that would be great, though.
DeLon, you're going to go and you're going to enjoy it.
DeLon,
thank you very much.
Enjoy second row tickets. The WWE.
Thanks.
Up close and uncensored, MTI Center, Saturday, June 21, 25, your favorite WWE superstar. Tickets go on sale tomorrow at 10, but you've won them before you can buy them, and you're going to get to meet WWE superstar Fable.
Fable.
That's right.
Don, I just want to say that you do a great Craig Wilson.
Thank you, DeLon.
You're welcome.
Hold on, darling.
Thanks.
I'm very comfortable with the gay man. I don't know what it says about me.
Well,
yeah. I'm very comfortable with him. Buzz was not comfortable at all.
I love having him on the show. Hey, baby.
See, Mike, next time if you want a shot.
No.
You want a shot?
Yeah. No, I'll still share. Out there, guys. I'm still trying to do the single thing. You know? There's enough certain limits for that.
Buzz, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Buzz.
Hey, can you say you're welcome in your sexy voice?
You're welcome. Anytime, baby.
Would you thank? Please say thank you to all the gay men who called, Buzz.
I want to thank Jeff, and James, and Arnie. All the studs who called.
Are you ready for an angry homo?
Yeah.
Here you go, Buzz. Craig.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mark. This is Craig.
You're faking it.
This is a fake guy. I'm
not buying it.
I thought it was real.
I want to thank my partner, Jack.
All right. I'm sorry. Set on the screen, angry gay man says you gave it to a bitch.
Don't mind. This is Craig Wilson. I want to thank Jack.
All right, get out of here. Oh, thank you, Buzz.
You're welcome. Anytime.
We got a break. I'm just shaking his head ruefully. A Friday favorite, and might I say, as timely as today's headlines, ooh, as timely as today's show.
Very good.
Very good Low Budget Jeopardy's coming right up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Tony Perkins has gone coast to coast to California's capital, Sacramento. Hi, Tony.
Good morning, Jim. Good morning, everybody. Here for Good Morning America, for Railfare 99, or the nationally syndicated Don and Mike radio show is in town today. These folks are excited.
The Don and Mike Show. Making America scream. Oh, my Peter. The Don and Mike Show.
Now, let me mention, Monday on the show, we're doing some contests. We're giving away from Fox. This is fantastic. All this collectible junk. The Fox Backyard Fun Chest.
Mm.
It comes with the Fox Sunday Hammock. The King of the Hill Picnic Table Chair and Umbrella. Oh! The Simpsons Season 1 DVD Box Set.
Wow.
The Simpsons Hot Dog Toaster. The Malcolm in the Middle Ice Cream Machine.
Hey, that's good stuff.
The Fox Sunday Pool and Raft Set. King of the Hill Fiesta Gas Grill and Hank Hill Barbecue Tool Set.
Wow.
That's all in one prize pack?
Yeah, you can't buy this stuff.
Wow. The Simpsons Sharper Image Mini Homer Simpson Refrigerator.
Jesus.
Cool.
The Fox Sunday Backyard Game Assortment.
Jesus.
And the Simpsons.
Jesus.
The Simpsons TV/CD player.
Fantastic.
Nice.
Plus other great Fox prizes.
Amazing.
All with like the characters on them?
Yeah. Somebody wins all this. I seriously went to Tammy, our promotions director, and said, why are we giving this away? I want this.
You want it all.
I want the Simpsons Hot Dog Toaster.
Sure.
I want the King of the Hill Gas Grill.
I want the refrigerator.
And I've seen the barbecue tools that have Hank Hill on the end of each of them.
Oh, that's great.
Wearing a big chef's hat.
Very cool stuff.
Anyway, it's a great bunch of stuff, and we'll give it away on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
All I have to do to give this away on our show is say, watch the Fox Sunday season finales of King of the Hill, Simpsons, and Malcolm in the Middle. The Sunday on Fox.
Excellent. We will.
So watch it, and we'll give that away on Monday's episode, okay? There you go.
Okay.
And then also... Jesus. Oh, have you seen that giant television in Tammy's office?
No, I didn't see it. No, I did not see that.
How could you miss it? There's this box, And every day, somebody different walks by.
When I'm in Tammy's office, I'm not looking at any television, Don.
Every day, somebody walks past Tammy's office and says, oh, is my TV here yet? Because there's this gigantic TV, and I see it right here. Next week, we're giving away a 47-inch Panasonic TV and a home theater system with a DVD player, a receiver, and speakers. And this is for the season finale of the ABC comedies. Cliffhangers, big-name guest stars, family reunions, and more season finales, ABC, Tuesday and Wednesday nights on ABC. So we're giving that away next week.
So much to give away.
Yeah. And listen to this.
More?
We have something in the area of $5,000 in cash that we just have got, and if we don't give it away...
From ABC?
No, from Infinity Broadcast.
Oh, I'm sorry. No. I love ABC.
So do I, Mike. Man, the Alphabet Network, they kick ass. Anyway, the deal with Infinity is if we don't give away the money that's in our budget, they take it back. So we're going to have $5,000 to give away. All of that coming up next week on the show. Now, it's funny that Mike and I were arguing about The Matrix Reloaded today, because we got a very special guest, first time ever joining us today. For the Friday favorite. And I want to tell you, I met this guy, and he's no dummy. Please welcome, for the first time ever, Keanu Reeves.
Wow. Whoa. This is a most excellent studio. How are you, dude?
Hey, Keanu, or should I say Neo?
No, you can call me Neo Anderson. From The Matrix. How are you, dude?
I'm doing great.
I am so excited to be on your most excellent non-heinous radio show.
I loved...
Hey, whoa. May I sit down?
Yeah. Yeah, have a seat.
All right.
I loved...
Hey, these are cool chairs.
I love The Matrix Reloaded.
Real cool chairs. Keanu, meaning cool breeze over the mountains in Hawaii.
Can you explain, though, the plot of The Matrix Reloaded? Because
oh, yes. I play Neo, and the way it works, Neo is on the ship, okay? And Neo has to find the source, and he's working with his girlfriend, Trinity, and his commander, Orpheus. And Neo, Orpheus, and Trinity, like, have to go and find the world of the Jeremy Coleman machines. It's really scary, because they're defending Zion against the machines, which are going to take over, and they're the last humans. And Neo has, like, superpowers, where he can fly. He can fly like Superman, which is very, very cool.
Hey, Keanu?
And he has to see the Oracle, and she sends him to the Keymaster.
How many
Whoa!
Yeah.
How many states are there in the United States?
48. Seven.
That's right.
47.
That's
I'm
right.
told The Matrix is excellent. Most excellent, not most heinous. How are you? Whoa!
Have you ever been
to... That is a cool jacket.
Have you ever been to the city of Iceland?
Those are the 49ers. I've been to a 49ers game, and then my band Dogstar played afterwards.
You ever been to the city of Iceland?
The city of Iceland. Is that cool? Is it cold? Because, of course, it has ice in it.
It's a great city.
I'd love to go. I've never been, though. Is it a cool place?
You know, see, the rap on you is that you're kind of a dumb guy, but I don't...
But I'm not gay.
I don't get that feeling. Yeah, there's also that rumor about your sexuality.
Yes, well, you don't need to check in with Sigmund Freud. Check out that with me. And I will tell you, anybody that's seen me play in Dogstar, I'm tired of the bad rap. I'm a good actor, I'm a smart guy, and I'm really, really uptight. Yo, Charlie Broyhill. Charlie's seen Dogstar, haven't you, dude?
No.
You've never seen Dogstar?
Hey, you know who he likes?
Who does he like?
That dude you like, Socrates?
Oh, Socrates is fantastic, man. He is most excellent. You are a most excellent man, Charlie Broyhill. How are you? You are not most stupid, like so many people say. I relate to him because he gets a bad rap. You call him a gorilla. I've heard that on your show.
Keanu?
You cannot call me stupid because I am a big-time movie actor, and Neo is on the cover of magazines.
Well, now, I saw you on Jay Leno, and Jay Leno said you're on the cover of Time magazine.
Check it out.
And you said, no, you're not, that Neo is on the cover of Time.
Neo Anderson is on the cover of the magazine. That is my character. My most excellent character that I play in the movie Matrix.
Matrix.
That is a good movie.
I think Matrix is a dietary supplement. I think I think you pronounce it Matrix.
San Dimas High School rules. How are you, Don?
I think the guy's name is Morpheus.
Morpheus or Orpheus?
I think it's Morpheus.
No, you are both most heinously wrong. It is Orpheus.
No, I think it's Morpheus.
He is the character Orpheus.
Keanu, let me ask you another just general knowledge.
Would you like me to tell you another scene, great scene in The Matrix?
Sure.
It's the scene where we all sit around and listen to Morpheus talk.
Now,
he is played by Lawrence Washburn.
Are you aware of the
war? A most excellent actor.
Are you aware of the war on terror?
Yes, I am, and I've got thoughts on that.
Who is the leader of Iraq who we are trying to find? He is the ace of spades in the United States deck of cards. Who is the leader of Iraq who might be dead, but we think...
I know this.
We think he's probably still alive.
He is a most bogus man.
Yes.
He is a most bogus man who is most heinous to his own people. He must be destroyed and killed.
And who is he?
He is the most evil emperor of a bad people.
All right, let me give you a multiple choice.
Go ahead.
Is he A, Dr. Evil? B, Adolf Hitler? C, Saddam Hussein?
That is so easy.
Or D, Les Moonves?
You are so totally throwing me softballs. That is Adolf Hitler, the worst man in history. The man that terrorized all of the African people for years on years.
All right, how about this one?
Yes, go ahead, I'm ready. But I have to throw in a plug, okay?
Oh, go ahead.
Go see The Matrix Reloaded. It is a most excellent film, and I am not gay. Okay, so we got the Hitler question out of the way. Are you surprised with the way that I answered that?
Can you tell me this? Who is Osama bin Laden?
I've been to many, many fashion shows in New York, and he is one of the premier designers. I've seen everybody walk down the... If you're wearing an Osama bin Laden, you're plugged into the Hollywood fashion scene, and I know that. Osama bin Laden, he is a most excellent dude. I'm wrong. I blew it.
You are.
He is the president of ABC.
Who is, in your mind, the greatest actor currently?
Oh, that is so difficult for me to answer, but let me think. I've watched so many. You know, really, recently I've been studying comedy.
Yeah.
And I've been watching, you know, some of the Three Stooges.
Yeah.
And I really think that Mo Howard is most excellent. Even though he does funny things, he is a most talented actor. I would say I like him. I've tried to duplicate his hair occasionally.
What about
Larry wasn't gay?
What about the your contemporaries today? You'd have you've got, of course, Clooney, and then you've got Brad Pitt. You've got
those guys are fine.
you got Michael Douglas.
They are all most talented in their own right, but I will tell you that I really dance to my own drummer, and I make sure that people don't put me down, and I don't take the criticism to heart. Someone walked up to me and said, Keanu, you don't have the talent to be making the kind of paycheck you're making. And I said, yeah.
How much did you get for The Matrix? Do you mind? Because this is another...
I have a manager that would be able to answer that question.
Another way to find out.
I am most heinously bad at balancing my checkbook.
Intelligent you are. Well, we have a... Use that phone right there.
All right.
You can make a private call.
Okay.
Call your manager and find out how much you got paid for The Matrix. I think it's agreed that the movie's going to make something like $80, $90, $100 million this weekend. Call him up.
Dude.
What?
I don't know the number. Like he calls me and tells me I don't know the number, dude.
Do you have a Palm Pilot?
Like I have a piece of paper with some numbers on it from last night's Dogstar concert.
All right, well give me your wallet.
No, dude.
Well, give me.
It's got my special things in it.
All right, well then.
It's got my special Keanu condom.
Do I get rubbers?
Yeah.
Just
Oh no, I just remembered it. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Hello? It's still ringing. Hello? Still ringing.
You know the great thing when we
do this
bit?
No. Man, he has the worst office.
We both really hold the phone.
I'll tell you right, that is the worst office, right? He's got a weird answering machine, man. It goes, doo-doo-doo. Number you have reached is no longer in service.
Now, hang it up.
Why?
I know who you're represented by. You're represented by that big firm. What is that big firm? The
CAA?
What is it, Robbie?
CAA?
CAA.
Gotcha.
CAA?
Well, right here.
I don't know. You guys are throwing all these things at me, and I'm not really tracking, you know. I just hope you go see the movie.
Hello,
and stand by it.
Hi, is this CAA in Los Angeles? Do you represent Keanu Reeves?
Oh, most hopefully they do. That would be a very bogus situation if they
did not. We'd like, he's here right now.
Oh, they do. Keanu!
He would like to speak to his agent, please. You got it. Keanu, would you pick up the phone?
Hello?
Your agent's going to be on the... There, hey, hello.
Hey,
there you go.
How are you? Oh, it rocks, man. I'm in Washington, D.C., doing a radio show. Yeah, the one without the pictures. One of them likes it, one of them doesn't. I heard. Oh, dude, the other one, that doesn't matter. No, they said he's a bit of a drunk anyway.
Okay, now ask him how much you made for The Matrix.
I am not able to fly, really. What? Hello?
Ask him how much your salary was for The Matrix.
One of these two dudes, like, is really into money, and he wants to know how much I made for The Matrix.
Because we'll find out how bright Keanu is here.
For the whole movie, and I got a percentage that I've already been... It's already been paid to me. A percentage of the gross, and I already got that. Okay? So what's the total? Whoa. Whoa, that is so totally... That is serious money. Okay. I got it, man.
How much?
I made $500,000.
$500,000?
I did for the whole movie.
For the whole
movie. Percentage of the gross included. They said, this movie is going to rock. This movie is going to make so much total money.
Let me explain something.
Joel, that is so... That is mind-blower, man.
Let me explain to you. The first 12 hours that the movie was open, it made $10 million.
You know, wait a minute.
Hold on. Let me read it to you right here. I got it in the newspaper.
Hold on a second. That's not dollars. Yes, that's KR, it says. Hold I made 500,000 KR. Kroners.
Box office report for the 10 p.m. screenings Wednesday night. The movie had only been open for 2 hours.
Right.
And it made $10 million.
Wow. You are so seriously into the money. I just like being happy and playing with my bad dog star.
I think
what is more exciting than that? And it doesn't make me gay.
You're getting ripped off on the money.
Yeah.
No, dude, that is so much money. Have you ever seen that? 500,000 kroners.
Is it true that they pay you in nickels?
They don't pay me in nickels, man. I do really well. You seem so, you know... Materialism is bad. That is really a bad thing to be focused on.
I'm just worried
about heinous things is how much money a dude is going to make. This dude walks up to me the other day and I said, dude, like, is it all about that, dude? And he said, dude, no, it's not, dude. So what's the deal? I said, the deal is like enjoying life and feeling like a bird that's floating over the stars or under the stars in the case of, you know, all those wonderful birds that we see and the flowers that we smell. That is what it is about, you know, and what really angers me is people that, number one, question my intelligence, and number two, focus on all those negative, nasty things like money and Charlie Broyhill.
And now, listen, he has just brought me, we have to break, but
you know, rock, dude.
I want to ask you something.
Yes.
Do you have any idea?
He is not most heinous.
Do you have any idea?
Charlie Broyhill's farts are most heinous.
What were you thinking when you were Shane Falco in the movie The Replacements?
I've been asked that question before. I answer it like this, okay?
Yeah.
I don't like to really spend all that much time thinking in general. It really affects my performances. I would much rather have the lines on a paper and read them, like in The Matrix when I say, Morphine, where are we going? We must get to the Oracle so I can see the Keymaster.
Hey, Keanu.
Yo.
Did you have any idea, I'm not making this up, that you were born September 2nd, 1964, in Beirut, Lebanon?
No. Where's that?
You didn't know that?
What part of the world is that in?
That's on the West Coast. It's very close to Los Angeles.
Venice.
Okay.
I always loved it out there.
Uh-huh. We're here with Keanu Reeves.
Yo, this
Neo,
is
an
excellent show.
From,
this show rules.
From The Matrix. And we'll play Low Budget Jeopardy now with the first two callers at 877-365-3636.
You are wearing a Niners pullover.
Yes, I am.
I would tell everyone, go see The Matrix. It is so most excellent.
What's the best thing about The Matrix? Reloaded.
The best thing about The Matrix is how good it is. And if you go to it, you'll want to go see it again, and you'll be so angry because there's a long line, and people are waiting to see it, and you'll say, I want to see it, but there's a long line, Okay.
I saw it, and you know what I said when I came out of the theater?
Right.
I said, it's most excellent.
Most excellent. Most that is so true. I hope everybody feels that way, just like you do, that knows it's most excellent. Do you feel that way? And your partner does, too, right?
Oh, he didn't like it.
He is mostly a dumbass.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
This is what you do. Go to Rotterdam, then you go to Amsterdam, then you go down the road to my city. That's right. It's a little place called I Don't Give a Damn.
The Don and Mike Show. Even better than a jelly-filled scrotum. The Don and Mike Show.
How you doing, Keanu?
What?
How you doing?
Oh, I'm cool. I love your show.
You are...
I like the music you play. It's definitely older stuff, but it's good.
You are a most excellent movie star.
You are not a most famous disc jockey, and I hope everybody goes to see The Matrix Reloaded where I'm not gay.
Okay, let's play...
Not to mention Dog Star Rocks.
Let's go to Low Budget Jeopardy now with Keanu Reeves.
Harry, there's enough C4 on this thing to put a hole in the world. That was a quote from Speed.
Oh, right.
That's from everybody in the back room.
With Sandra Bullock. That was another one of your big movies.
That was excellent.
Yeah.
This is Low Budget Jeopardy. Now entering the studio is a home macker.
Can I tell you something? You are a most excellent reader.
Thank you. This person is from Philly. And her name, or his name, is Robin Murphy.
Yeah, I think it's a girl. Robin?
Hello. Robin, are you there? Hello.
I got... Whoa. Oh, hold on a second.
She's like lost.
Hello, Robin?
Robin,
what are you doing here?
Robin Murphy is like so gone.
Hold on. Line number 5. Robin Murphy. Robin.
Hello.
There she is.
Here I am.
Oh, you have a sexy voice.
Hey, I love you, Keanu.
Right back at you,
you're
dude.
Totally tubular, dude.
And now entering the studio, this dude is a cable channel producer from Spokane, Washington. Let's say hi to Aaron Rollins.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Let me ask both of you guys, both of you, Robin and Aaron.
Yeah.
Are you going to go see The Matrix Reloaded?
You're damn right I am.
Most definitely.
That rocks. I'm so happy. And you're going to love it because I think it's my best work. That's what they told me to say from CAA.
Hey, Keanu?
Keanu's my name. Don't wear it out.
Actually, your real name's Norman.
Norman.
If you get his. If you got $500,000 for The Matrix.
I did.
And you got $500,000 for the other Matrix?
I just want to say, too, about that money.
Yeah.
The $500,000, I realize there are people that don't make that kind of money.
Yeah.
And I should just say, I'm going to give some of it back to charity.
If you got $500,000 for The Matrix Reloaded.
Yeah.
And you got $500,000 for the first Matrix.
Yeah.
How much did you make for both movies?
Whoa. That's like more.
Yeah.
Yeah, but how...
A lot more.
What's the figure?
You double it, right?
If you got $500,000 for the first movie and $500,000 for the second movie...
If you don't mind, I'd like to get the most excellent pen out and write down.
Okay.
Okay, $500,000 for the first.
$500,000 for the first.
And $500,000 for the second.
$500,000 for the second.
That would make my total... Whoa!
How much?
$150 million.
Wow.
That is so totally out of my... I didn't know I had that much. Man, I want to go on a trip.
You're ripped.
I'm going to give some of it to charity. I will do that because I'm a good guy.
What's your favorite charity?
I think today, Alex, I'll be playing for the children's charity.
And what is that?
The one that helps all the kids feel better in their stomachs.
Guys, here are your categories. Your categories are...
Oh, you're not going to like this, Keanu.
What's that?
X-Men.
Oh, that is such a bad movie. Boy, it'd be really easy to be like a superhero if you had, like, scissors coming out of your hand.
X-Men. Name that Major League Baseball stadium.
I enjoy football.
Showbiz stuff.
Show business is my life, dude.
America the Beautiful.
Oh, yes, a most heinous country.
And new on Divid Home Video.
I love your categories. You are a most excellent host.
Again, here are your categories, guys. They are X-Men.
Sure.
Name that Major League Baseball stadium.
What a cool pen I have to write with.
Showbiz stuff. America the Beautiful. And new on Divid.
You're wearing all black, dude.
Robin, you're a girl.
Yes.
And you are wearing a fringe vest.
I do. I love this. With no shirt on. Point that out.
Robin, you're a girl. We like girls better than boys. At least some of us do, right?
Aren't you
supposed? I'm no fag.
Who does?
I am not gay. Remember that, Robin, okay?
Robin, we'll start with you. Go ahead.
What was the last one? I couldn't hear.
New on Divid. New on DVD.
New on Divid.
All right, new on Divid for one. Stars Robert De Niro.
Stars Robert De Niro.
Oh, honey.
Aaron, your chance to steal, dude.
What is Analyze That?
Right.
$100 for Aaron.
No, $1. $1. $1.
Oh, I like Keanu's counting methods better.
Oh, this is most cheap.
Thank you.
Let's stick with that category.
You've isolated the name of the game, Low Budget Jeopardy.
Time to play for $200.
No, $2.
Damn.
Stars Rob Schneider.
Who is...
No, hold on. Robin, you're not playing the game right.
What?
It's Aaron's turn since he got the question right before.
I know. I'm not paying attention. I'm sorry, guys.
Aaron?
Lucky for her, I don't know.
Okay, Robin, it is your chance to steal, okay? Now it really is your turn. Whoa! And now she's quiet.
Wait!
That's great. You're quiet now.
Come on.
You had to have the answer. It's the hot chick.
And Aaron, you are in control.
Let's stick with David. New on David.
No chance you guys got this one. Stars Nick Cannon.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, who knows?
Robin, your chance to steal.
Who is Les Moonves?
No.
No, it's the movie Drumline.
That's the dude that was proud of Heitler.
Hi.
All right, Aaron, you're in control.
Go with America the Beautiful.
All right, these are facts about America from the Harper's Index for the last calendar year of 2002, okay?
All right.
Facts about America. For one, in 2002... this American city issued the most parking tickets.
What is Los Angeles?
Robin, your chance to steal.
What is New York?
No.
Kids, Boston.
Boston, Mass. I'm not trying it. You're going to fool me again.
Massage.
I'm not doing very well. Luckily, she's doing worse. Let's stick with America the Beautiful.
All right, for two. In 2002, this American city had the most reported stolen cars.
I'm going to go with what is Los Angeles again.
Robin, your chance to steal.
What is New York?
No.
Negative. Miami, Florida.
And Aaron, that means you are still, dude, you are so in control.
We should just stick with our same answers no matter what the next question is.
Okay.
Yeah.
In 2002, this American city had the most Walmart superstores.
What is Houston, Texas?
Robin, your chance to steal.
What is Tampa, Florida?
No, Chicago.
Chicago!
Wow, Aaron, you're doing awesome.
Aaron, you are still in control.
Wow, we're doing great.
What's left? What's left, RLQ?
You guys suck. It's X-Men, Name That Major League Baseball Stadium, and Showbiz Stuff.
I'm going to go with X-Men.
There you go.
Bonus.
After Spider-Man and the Fantastic Four... this guy created the X-Men.
No clue.
Robin, your chance to steal.
A combination, kind of like the buzzer and hitting him on the head. Robin?
Who is Les Moonves?
These are like the worst contestants ever.
Well, maybe these are hard questions. I don't know.
Aaron, you're in control.
The guy's name is Stan Lee.
These are semi-tough questions, I'd have to say.
Stan Lee is an Oriental man.
All right. Jeopardy.
Maybe more listening and less talking, kids.
All right, here you go. X-Men for two. I bet you get this one. Star of Triple X.
Who is Vin Diesel?
$2 for Aaron. He has brought his whopping total to $3.
Woo-hoo!
Not $300, as previously noted by yours truly.
And X-Men for three. Former publisher of Hustler magazine.
Who is Larry Flint?
There you go.
$3 for you, Aaron.
Shazam.
Time for you to select again.
Let's go to baseball stadiums.
All right, name that Major League Baseball stadium. Seattle.
What is Safeco Field?
Now we're in his wheelhouse.
$1 for you, Aaron. Select again, please.
Let's continue with baseball stadiums.
Home of your Brewers, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
This Fenway Park.
What?
What is Fenway Park?
I got to give you one of these.
Robin, your chance to steal.
I'm a girl. I don't know.
Miller Park. That's Miller Beer.
And Aaron, like, you're in control still.
All right. One more try at baseball stadiums.
Okay. The home of your Giants, San Francisco, California.
Don't know.
Robin, you don't know.
Candlestick Park?
You know what?
What is Candlestick Park?
She's doing so poorly. I'm going to give it to her. Because it used to be. It's 3Com Park now, and even though she didn't answer in the form of a question.
Generous.
I know. It's, she sucks so bad.
Robin, that's $3.
I had to give her one. Okay, last category now.
Robin, that means you're in control.
Showbiz stuff. Here you go, Robin.
Just burped. Dude, somebody burped.
Who was that?
Which one of you? I swear to God, like I heard it.
I didn't consciously do it. If it was me, I'll take credit.
That was it.
I'll take credit.
You are all right. So busted.
Robin, yeah. Robin, this no-talent loser, just my opinion, is leaving Saturday Night Live.
Who is...
Aaron, your chance to steal.
Who is Jimmy Fallon?
There you go.
$1 for Aaron.
Boy, look at all the phones lighting up. I bet everybody is pissed that I gave that girl the Candlestick Park.
Right. Yeah,
let it go.
If it would have been the difference, I'd be mad, but it's not looking that way. So.
That's right.
All right, showbiz stuff for two.
Go ahead, Aaron.
I'll take that. Showbiz stuff for two.
This WB Teen Angst show had its series finale on Wednesday night.
What is Dawson's Creek?
Right. Oh, and you know what? It's Pac Bell Park. It's not 3Com. It's Pac Bell. So either way, she got it for free anyway. Sorry, that was my bad. I had the wrong thing written down.
There you go.
It's Pac Bell.
One more,
right.
Aaron.
One more celebrity Hollywood for three.
Okay. This movie/comedy star was arrested for refusing to leave a casino in New Orleans.
Who is... I don't know. I can't think of it.
Robin, your chance to steal.
So it was Les Moonves.
No, it was Jamie Foxx.
That dude is, like, most excellently angry at her.
Jamie Foxx. That's it. We're done with the first round.
That is the end of the first round of Low Budget Jeopardy.
Now, who's got what here, Keanu?
Aaron has $10. Robin, who you gave the $3 to, has $3.
Okay.
Someone burped again. Was that you, Aaron?
I swear it wasn't.
You have a chronic belching problem.
Was that you? Was that you, Robin?
Yes, it was me. No.
Oh, see? Here I am taking credit for things that I didn't even do.
All right, kids, here we go. Final low-budget jump party. We physically force you both to bet it all. Good luck. And your category is video games. Video games.
All right.
According to Video Games Pro Magazine, this sports video game is the all-time favorite video game of famous rapper Nelly. You know Nelly? Oh, don't you want to come and drive with me?
Whoa! Nelly.
Don't you want to come and take a ride with me? Anyway, according to Video Pro Video Magazine, this sports game is Nelly's all-time favorite video game.
Sure.
Answer in the form of a question, and good luck.
All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive a Keanu video of my Dog Star World Tour, hours of footage from our trip to Brazil, Argentina, and our Middle East swing through Romania, Poland, and Czech Slovakia. Not to mention the ASEAN Tour, which ended up with a great concert in Bihan Kehar, Thailand. My most excellent tour, but I'm very, very happy to get home to North Africa. Now back to Final Low Budget Jeopardy with Alex Trebek Geronimo.
Thank you. I love Thailand.
Thailand is great. You should stop and visit Bihan Kaha.
So who do we want to go to first?
You want to go to Rabin.
Robin.
Yes.
Robin, now don't forget, honey, in the form of a question. According to Video Pro Magazine, this sports game is the all-time favorite video game of Nelly. Robin? Oh, hold on here. Cheers. Robin?
Yes.
Okay, answer.
What is Madden 2003?
Yeah. Yeah, John Madden.
Wow. Oh,
yeah.
That's a bonus. She didn't have any correct answers in the first round.
Right.
And she gets that. She doubles her score. She's sick.
Right, now, I feel like my brain warm up.
Now, Aaron, if you have the right answer, you're the winner. It's the favorite video game of Nelly.
I got a big smile because I said, what is John Madden 2003? Yeah.
That means that Aaron Rollins, you are the most excellent heinous winner.
Woo-hoo!
How about that? They're both like totally dumb during the game, but then on the really hard question.
They want to count?
They got it.
Yes, it's John Madden football. That's the favorite of Nelly. And that means, Aaron, you're the winner. And Robin, oh, don't go away, Mad. Just go away. Here's Keanu Reeves with your news. Keanu.
Thank you, dude. Aaron, you double your score to $20. And we add 25, so you've got 45, not 4,500, as previously noted by yours truly. And Robin, here are your going away prizes. You have won a Fox Sunday Summer to Go Music cooler filled with Fox prizes. Watch the Sunday season finales of King of the Hill, The Simpsons, and McCollum in the Middle this Sunday starting at 7 p.m. only on Fox WTTG Fox 5. But wait, there's more. You have won a Jackass movie prize pack, including a free large pizza from Papa John's. Take control of your entertainment. Order Jackass and in-demand pay-per-view movie today on Comcast, the channel, cable, or call 1-888-COMCAST and order digital cable today.
Thank you, Aaron. Thank you, Robin.
Thank you. Thank you, Keanu.
Hey, have a great weekend, kids, and thank you for listening. Oh, and Keanu, it's time for
Buzz a little.
No, I
listen to the show. It's Rod.
The news and comments with Buzz Burbank.
Right? I will listen to your news if you will go to see my movie.
I will.
Excellent. I would love to stay longer. It is so much fun just to sit back and listen to that. Tra-la-la. That is Elvis Presley.
Yes, it is.
Oh, the big-headed boy is a fan of his.
You are really a smart guy, Keanu.
I am indeed. That is the big secret people think I am dumb. Listen to the boom part right now. That is so... I am down with that.
In a world where owning a radio
was strictly prohibited,
Warren found a way
he made it
to
up.
Bring good news to his people.
That's right. I'm a little gay.
Made it up.
You're a little gay? Just a little bit.
A saison, if you will.
What is your most excellent lead, Buzz?
Today, Walmart poses the question, Kathy Lee who?
No, I got nothing.
Okay. Stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned for news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
And Keanu, on your way out, that was very
not most timely, professional. Goodbye, dudes.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Can you believe we're back from commercials already? Here's Don and Mike.
That's a good one.
That's an old one. We haven't played that one in a while.
It's time for Buzz and the news brought to you by Vermax Sexual Pleasure and Performance Enhancer. And you know what I'm going to say now? That it's...
Someone called for a doctor?
Doctor developed. Clinically tested Vermax works. Get it at Rite Aid, GNC, and other select retailers. Try it today. Vermax. 1-888 try D-Max. And now here is Buzzito. Hi, Guy.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, she isn't on TV anymore. She isn't in the movies. It's not like anyone buys her CDs. Plus, a lot of people just don't like her. It all adds up to, who's Kathy Lee?
See?
Walmart. Walmart now says it will drop its Kathy Lee Gifford line of clothing.
See?
This year. The phase-out has already begun.
Good.
Kathy Lee's people say
See?
It was a mutual agreement.
Yeah, right.
And that she and the chain still have a good relationship. They deny
See?
That sagging sales are the reason.
Sagging breasts.
They say the sweatshop reports were not a factor.
Everything is beginning to sag.
They also deny reports
See?
That the dropping of the clothing line came See? As a surprise to the former talk show co-host.
See? You know, I watch the Regis show. I watch
right.
it most mornings.
See?
I watch the first 20 minutes. And I like Kelly Ripa a lot, but... Slowly,
yeah.
Is she turning into it's TV talk show disease?
Yeah,
I mean, it really makes you kind of crazy.
It's not that she has the thing with her kids that she doesn't bring her kids on the show and parade. Although she did bring her new baby on,
right? That's dangerous.
But I noticed that today, for instance, when I watched that show,
see,
she was
see
talking about tonight. It's the Daytime Emmy Awards,
right? Mm-hmm.
And all wrapped up in that, saying. You know, well, of course we're going to lose Reed here on our show, but you won once, and the catty comment was,
See?
you won before I joined the show.
there you go.
Because I guess he won once with Kathy C. Gifford.
Apparently so.
Didn't he win in between?
I think... Maybe you're right.
She never won one.
I think you're right.
I think he never won as long as he was on the show.
When he did it by himself.
When he was doing all that thing with the guest hosts. And that's why they gave him that. They gave him that. Cracks me up when you play that. They gave him the award alone.
But anyway, she's turning into Kathy Lee because she's also got a book club now. Everybody's got a book club.
Do you remember that a long time ago when she started... We used to think Rosie O'Donnell was funny.
Yeah, see?
When she first started her talk, something happens. I don't know what it is.
And then she's got a book club, and it was like I'm giving some of the proceeds like to retarded kids.
Right.
You know that same phony...
Yeah, she has a long way to go, though.
Do charity stuff like Kathy Lee used to.
She's heading in that direction.
Good old Kathy C.
See?
Yeah.
Arnold Schwarzenegger will next star in a video game. His movie Terminator 3, Rise of the Machines, is due out July 2nd, but he's also featured in an Atari video game coming out this fall, the game based on the movie.
The Atari, it's better than Pong.
I says,
you'll enjoy it because the kids, they'll, work on the thing to do the thing with.
And I says, I'm so angry.
There's a long line. Hey, you know why you're laughing? As I'm in the scene. Don't forget the miniseries someday.
Today when we...
you'll be watching.
When we're in The Matrix Reloaded. Mm-hmm. I think that this is not a great sign for Arnold.
Mm-hmm.
When they ran the commercial for T3,
mm-hmm.
the theater was kind of into it until he was on.
Right.
And the show we went to had mainly a lot of kids, high school, young college kids.
Right.
Laughing.
Yeah.
Not with him, at him.
At Arnold.
You know, when he says,
I'm a machine.
I can only function when T1 has told me what to do. Well, people are laughing.
Yeah.
It's like...
Now I'm laughing.
People have finally caught up to the way that you and I watch Arnold movies.
Well, it's going to be wonderful to go along for the ride, and I know I think this may be the best Arnold movie yet.
And he's just too old to pull it off.
Yeah, that's part of the problem.
He's just too old.
Well, quoting Arnold on this video game, I've seen in the past other images of me, and some were bogus, I would say. This is the first time the movements, the facial expressions, don't look like I can't recognize myself.
What is he saying?
He's so Arnold. Thank you, Governor.
The Governor of California, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Look forward to it. Now that Arnold has finally granted permission for his likeness to be used in video games, he says other companies are approaching him with their own ideas. Those ideas include a pumping iron video game complete with a pose-off.
Jesus.
Arnold says this is a great idea and inspirational for kids.
It was just a few weeks ago that I actually watched Pumping Iron, and you want to see Arnold as the supreme a-hole. Watch the way he handles Lou Ferrigno.
When he's Mr. Universe? Yeah, he really...
Oh, my God.
He really disses him, doesn't he?
Totally, and just thinks he is the greatest thing in the world. And, you know, he's around all these guys from other countries, and he is such... He's a turbo D.
He says... Lou, can you hear me? I says,
there's no chance you have to beat me.
Hey, Robbie, do we have those tapes of him talking about Punta?
Yeah, hold on.
Oh, that's great. That's from an old Playboy special back in the 80s.
Yeah, but that was around the Pumping Iron time.
Yeah, just after that. If you watch all of Pumping Iron, you actually grow to feel sorry for Lou Ferrigno between him getting verbally beaten up by Arnold and by his dad.
Right.
Here's the real Arnold Schwarzenegger, everybody. We've had these tapes for a long time.
You know something? After watching the Mulattoes shake it, I can absolutely understand why Brazil is totally devoted to my favorite body part, the ass.
These are not fake tapes.
This is real Arnold.
Yeah.
Tell them that I want to thank them for the fantastic performance.
Pela fantástica apresentação.
And for showing me the nice punta. Punta.
Thanks for showing me the nice punta. Arnold.
Ass.
And they're devoted to my favorite body part.
The ass. Big head. Big-headed Arnold like they're back there.
I promise you are going to love this story. Some mornings at around 4 a.m. in a quiet western suburb of Miami, a helicopter flies over O.J. Simpson's house. What follows must sound inside the house like machine gun fire. What it really is... is a shower of golf balls. The balls are dropped, presumably by someone who doesn't like O.J. very much, from several hundred feet above his house. A retired police officer says his theory is the balls come from a police helicopter. Quoting a neighbor, the cops keep getting called to his house for one thing or the other, and they just don't like him.
Wow, that's amazing.
That's pretty good. Yeah. That's pretty good.
You know, I am surprised you don't hear more of this. Yeah. I really am.
Well, you know, one of the theories is that this is based on his promise to hunt for the killer of his wife, and instead he went out and played golf. So
right.
The shower of golf balls is apparently a reminder of that. A tabloid tried to talk to Juice about this, but quoting him, "I don't want to talk to No Star Magazine."
I don't want to talk to No Star Magazine. Hello, 911? It's OJ. There's golf balls in my house.
That was a big one, like the Epcot Center.
That's a big golf ball.
It's a giant golf ball.
When you are perhaps the richest man in the world, you tend to forget about little things like paying for coffee or tipping the waiter. Computer magnate Bill Gates and TV anchorman Tom Brokaw were having coffee at a little place in Watertown, South Dakota, 1 week ago today. They each had the $3 cappuccino, and they both left without paying or leaving a tip. Brokaw made things right as soon as he realized what he'd done. He sent two $20 bills, FedEx, to the owner of the coffee shop. He signed one of them, "Thanks, Tom."
Here's what that sounded like.
Oh, the coffee shop in Watertown, South Dakota.
"Hey, Tom."
"Hi, Bill, it's really enjoying this cappuccino with you."
"Say, this is great coffee. It has foam on it."
"I relish this opportunity to get you away from Microsoft."
"Do you know what I have to do right now?"
"Oh, what's that, Bill?"
"Well, first I'm going to a screening of The Matrix Reloaded because I understand the plot."
"Do you think Keanu Reeves is gay?"
"In fact,
I'm Tom Brokaw.
I have to take a nice big Microsoft BM, and I'm going to wipe myself with a $1,000 bill."
"That's why you, sir, are the richest man in everything, and you're part of the greatest generation."
"And that's why you are the greatest newsman on NBC.
"Well, that's nightly news with our cappuccino tonight. I'm Tom Brokaw. Thank you very much. Now, Bill Gates, kiss me."
"Hey, look it. You know what would be fun?"
"What's that, Bill?"
"Let's leave and not pay our bill."
"Oh, fantastic. Will Bogart on the check."
"Let's put it on Windows 98.
We'll fly. We'll fly and not buy."
"And then I'll wipe myself with a $1,000 bill."
"I'll help you."
You can tell me about that time that you nailed Jane Pauley."
"Hey, Bill."
"Yes, Tom."
"Touch it."
"Lick it. Don't just look at it, Tom. Eat it."
So Tom sent the money. Gates people called later to see if he owed anything. The coffee guy told him, forget about it.
"Hello, this is Bill Gates."
"And Tom Brokaw."
What a pair.
"Hey, we were having cappuccino together."
"And then he licked it and touched it."
"And then I ate it."
"And took the $1,000 bill and wiped with it."
"Wiped it. No tip for you."
"No tip for you, Tom Brokaw, NBC Nightly News."
"And Bill Gates, incredible millionaire." "Hey, Tom."
"Yeah, Bill Gates, incredible millionaire."
"I got a crazy idea."
"I'm listening, Tom Brokaw, listening."
"We get in my expensive Microsoft helicopter?"
"Yeah, what do you want to do?"
"We fly over O.J. Simpson's house, and I will drop golf balls on his house every night."
"What a fun idea. I'll call Stone Phillips. He'll love it, too."
"That wasn't a golf ball sound effect."
"I didn't think so."
"That was like a boner sound effect."
"Hey, Bill."
"Yes."
"Put your hand on it."
"Hey, Tom."
"Touch it."
"Lick it."
"Lick it. Lick it good.
Learn it."
Tom Brokaw, NBC Nightly News. Touch it.
Bill Gates, super nerd. Lick it.
Barbara Walters has landed another big interview, just as Hillary Clinton's coming out with a book in which she talks about Bill and Monica. She'll also be doing an interview with Barbara.
The chat airs Sunday, June 8th. The book, Living History, comes out the next day.
It's the right lady for the job, as far as I'm concerned.
See?
Walter Z. beat out Diane Sawyer, Katie Couric, and 60 Minutes.
See?
Good.
See?
In the heated competition to land the Hillary interview.
I like Papa Wawa.
Walters won because Hillary was pleased with the talk they had in 1996 promoting the former First Lady's book, It Takes a Village.
Do you think they will talk about how Hillary's legs look like Popeye's arms?
I doubt they'll talk about that. Apparently.
See?
Walter's interview with Monica did not sour Hillary on chatting with Barbara again. Word is there are no ground rules for this upcoming interview.
Right.
Saddam Hussein could stay in hiding for years, according to his doctors. They say he was in excellent health the last time they saw him.
Well, look, Obi and Anthony have stayed in hiding for how long? And the Grease Man has stayed in hiding for years now.
Truly amazing. Maybe they're all together. The doctors say that Saddam has the brains and experience to survive in hiding for years, and they say he's not the suicidal type, not even if he was about to be captured.
And didn't he send, like, one of his sons to a bank with a note saying, give me all the money, and they gave him, like, $1 billion in American money?
Yes, amazing, and nobody knows where he is. He might be in Syria.
Got away with it. The doctors say Saddam swam a lot and wrestled to stay fit.
You know, he could take $1 billion and go to Iceland and stay there comfortably for, like, 10 weeks.
We got a break, Buzz. Yeah. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Life! This is the best show we've ever done!
They put testicles on Bob Barker's wrist. Don and Mike.
Yeah, we did.
Uh-huh.
You know Bob Barker.
The Don and Mike Show.
And they'll say what they wish.
Bob Barker, incidentally, will be in Manassas, Virginia tonight.
Sure.
Yeah, Bob called me personally.
That's just great.
Tonight. Hi. This is Radio's Don Geronimo inviting you to join Rob Spiewak, Bob Barker, and me.
Right.
Tonight at Brady's in Manassas for the return of Mike O'Mara and the Crab Blues Band.
Hey.
Rob and Bob and I will be there early to get our special booth.
Right.
That's Brady's in Manassas, Virginia.
Come out, have a laugh. Share a kind word, or whatever that thing is that you guys read off the menu.
A loaf of bread. And a man who goes to bed at an early hour.
No man is called discourteous who goes to bed early.
See, that's not appropriate. I want people to come and stay late tonight.
Drink your mead, but do it in moderation.
No way. No. Drink plenty of, what is mead?
Mead is like a wine that the Vikings drank. Mead.
Yeah, go on out tonight and watch Mike not drink.
No, I'll be drinking tonight.
Yeah, okay. There you go. That's my guy, Tiger.
The charade.
There you go.
I'm going to drink and stay fat longer.
Have some truth serum. That's what I call it.
I need it.
I go home and I say, honey, I need a big glass of truth serum on the rock.
I need it.
Get it.
Get it and go get it.
Get it. Drink it.
Yeah, drink it. Good.
Inhale it. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike. Folk singer Bob Dylan apparently has no problem hitting women. That's the word from actress Gina Gershon. She says she...
Buzz?
Yes?
Before you go on with the story, anybody ever consider she just wouldn't listen?
Oh, God.
He doesn't like that in this case, Don. She says Gina Gershon says she boxes regularly with Bob Dylan in Los Angeles.
Hello.
Oh, now you're at...
There we go.
You're at
C's. Hey, come on, Gina. I'm going to hit you in the right breath.
It's a fair fight, she says, because they're about the same size and build. I've met him. Bob Dylan is not a large man. But Gina says he doesn't play fair. She says he once promised not to hit her face hard. Minutes later, she says he smacked her in the nose.
Rob's made that promise before.
Yes, I know.
Rob is a large man.
Don't make promises you can't keep, Rob.
Gershon says she got revenge on Bob Dylan by delivering a knockout blow.
She says
that is too funny.
Click, click, click.
Yeah, it was like that for him. She says that when he hit the floor, she was afraid she'd killed him.
Whoa, I'm down for the count.
Now,
I hate Bob Dylan. I've always hated Bob Dylan's song.
He's a poet, you know.
I hate that Avril Lavigne thing. Have you seen the Knocking on Heaven's Door video?
No, I have not. And he plays on it, right?
I hate it when they get...
No, you could just leave it there, that first comment.
Political. The video...
Yeah.
It's Avril Lavigne...
Uh-huh.
Well, there's some things I like. I like
Mike, I loved The Matrix Reloaded.
I hate it.
Anyway, this video, it's got starving kids throughout the whole video. Mm. And on the bottom, there's a crawl saying, you know, did you know since we've invaded Iraq that there are, like, X amount of homeless kids and these kids need food? And, you know, listen, here's what I want from you, Avril, whatever your name is. Mm. I mean, here's what I want. You know that dumb song about he was a skater boy?
He was a skater boy. I said, see you later, boy.
That's what I want from you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want deep political insight.
Not from her.
And as a matter of fact, why don't you do like the other tarts do and start showing me some skin?
Yeah.
Because I got plenty, you know, Alanis Morissette has got that whole world that you're trying to get into. She's got that sewn up pretty nicely.
Yeah, job's taken.
Yeah, and incidentally, we're sick of it. We're sick of her.
Yeah, and I'd like to... You know what I'd like to see Avril Lavigne do?
What?
Box Bob Dylan. I'd pay money to see Dylan box.
Now I'm laughing.
And who among us wouldn't like to nurse Halle Berry's ulna back to health?
Oh, please.
I don't even know what it is, and I'd suck on it day and night.
Well, sadly, the ulna is just an arm bone, and just as sadly, Halle broke hers while filming a new movie.
Oh, I'd put oil on it.
The Oscar-winning actress was in what producer... One of the more physically demanding scenes of the film.
That's her arm breaking.
The movie's called Gothica. It's due out in October. It takes place in a mental institution. It's a supernatural thriller, they say, that has Barry nude in a shower with 19 other nude women.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi.
Barry also, she's a little accident prone, apparently. She also hurt an eye while filming Die Another Day.
I'll suck on her eye.
What about her brown eye?
Yep.
Yeah. Driver, I'd like off at this stop.
When the kids come to your door, give generously to the Great White Defense Fund. The rock band...
The group, Great White.
Oh, okay.
The rock band has started a charity for its own legal defense in the aftermath of that nightclub fire in West Warwick. Members of the band are being sued because it was their fireworks that started the deadly fire. 100 people died in the blaze, another 200 were injured. Quoting their lawyer, this is a response to the many fans that said, hey, we'd like to help the victims, but we'd also like to help you guys.
Stay cool. There he is, Donald Ephraim, representing Once Bitten, Twice Shy. Was it that band again?
Great White, yeah.
Once Bitten, Twice Shy, man.
Donald Ephraim going house to house with a tin cup.
And stay cool. Thank you.
And just so you know, the band's also planning a tour to raise money for the victims and survivors of that February fire.
That's good for them.
And they're enlisting other groups as well.
I still find that amazing there were 300 people in this club.
There shouldn't have been.
To go see Great White.
Yeah.
I mean, I find it amazing there were 300 people that would want to go see them.
Yeah, and I was surprised at that, too.
Just in one time.
One hit wonder, really.
It was the fireworks.
Striking, really.
A Grammy-winning...
Surprised you didn't know that.
A Grammy-winning country music star has left us.
Who?
June Carter Cash, wife of Johnny Cash, died yesterday of complications from heart surgery. She was 73.
I can no longer do the show.
The singer, songwriter, musician, actress, and author performed alone with her husband and with her family over
the
years.
I'm going to need a giant glass of mead, please.
Okay.
Mead on the rocks.
Yes, but please, be responsible with it.
In the early 60s...
Always wanted that guy that... your favorite guy. The guy that sounds like Bob Dylan. I wanted him to marry her.
Who's that?
Tom Petty.
Oh, Tom Petty.
Then he'd be Tom Petty Cash. I'm sorry. I'm here all week, ladies and gentlemen. It's been a very long week. I want to thank you for that. Thank you.
In the early 60s, June Carter Cash turned down a job. Ouch.
You know, if I'd known...
Uh-huh.
If I'd known how to set that up better, known a Tom Petty song, you would have said Tom Petty, and I said Tom Petty Cash. I screwed the whole thing up.
Nah, don't worry about it.
What if she married Eddie Money? It should be June Cash Money.
Cash Money.
Or June Money Cat. No, that sucks, too.
I like Cash Money.
No, there you go. I'm sorry. That's Petty Cash.
That's awful, too.
And then if she was... If she married that guy,
Mike,
that was
it's
on,
Friday at 10 till 7. Be very careful.
If she married that guy that was on Jake and the Fat Man, the co-star of Jake and the Fat Man.
What was his name?
If Eddie Money married the guy that was on Jake and the Fat Man, Joe Penny, then he would be Eddie Money Penny, just like
my God, James Bond. Hi, welcome to the last segment on Friday.
Yes. In the early
1960s. Oh, I killed me.
In the early 1960s, June Carter Cash turned down a job on a variety show that had Woody Allen as one of the writers. She chose instead to tour with Johnny Cash for $500 a week. He proposed to her on stage in 1968.
There you go.
Lance Bass, meanwhile, where's your justice? Lance Bass is still very much alive. The InSinker says rumors about who he's dating or what drugs he's taking are bad enough, but he says the rumors that claim he died in a plane crash are the worst because his family hears them.
Hello, this is Lance Bass.
All excited about all the good things happening in Palmer.
I want to say hi to my Uncle Marty. Listening on Live 105 in Palmer, Maryland.
Count the hairs on Marty's head.
This is Lance Bass.
Hello.
I've fallen some hard times since NSYNC's not popular anymore.
And those stupid Russians won't let me go to space.
Well, quoting Lance Bass, it's kind of scary. He says he has to call his family and say, I'm not really dead. Bass says he...
Hello, Uncle Marty.
Hello.
This is Lance.
Hello, Lance. Are you coming over for a little English's fried chicken on Sunday?
Going down to the shore.
Come on down to Inner Harbor.
I'm not dead.
Uh-huh. Neither is Cal. He may not play for the O's anymore, but he's alive and kicking, eating boobs barbecue.
And you know the sad thing, Mike? I am going down to the shore this weekend.
Pick up some English's fried chicken on your way when you go through Salisbury.
Lance Bass says he knew he'd lose some of his privacy in show business, but then he goes on to say, it doesn't bother me. If someone wants to create rumors about me, go ahead. I think it's all funny.
He's gay.
That's funny.
And money, Penny.
And if I marry any money, I'd be funny money.
In sports, go Sixers. They face Detroit tonight. Seattle Seahawks tight end Jeremy Stevens was charged with drunken driving today, and team officials confirmed that Stevens had six other driving offenses just since July.
Has anybody else noticed how we've really run out of gas in this last segment?
No. I'm not speaking. Nothing could be further from the truth.
Pshaw. I'm not speaking on your part, Buzz. I'm speaking for Mike and myself.
I think you're doing fine.
Come on, Dawn.
No, I think we're on fumes right now.
I think we're the hottest guys in town.
Speaking of fumes, qualifying tonight, Lowe's Motor Speedway.
NASCAR's Winston Cup All-Star Race.
NASCAR's Gooden Bomber 2.
Runs tomorrow night in Concord, North Carolina. And finally...
Hold on. Jeff Gordon's starting up. There you go.
Go, Rainbow, go! That's a lot of happy rednecks right there.
Because God needed a driver.
Finally, in a war-torn country like Croatia, you'd think they'd have bigger problems, and maybe they do, but the problem making the news wires today is collapsing lampposts. Lampposts are falling all over Croatia. Officials say the problem is caused by dogs. They say dog urine is corroding the lampposts one stream at a time.
Mm-hmm.
I am Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. Official, we're all on fumes.
Yeah.
Man, oh man.
It's Friday. Couldn't you just like make something up?
Frankly, no.
Yeah, let's sprint out of here.
That's it. We got to go. We'll see you next week, everybody. Have a great and very safe weekend. Love you, Frida. Love you, Bart. Good day to you, sir.
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 And I guess, see us Sunday night at 9.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And tomorrow night at June's funeral.
Right. Rob and I got a big weekend. We got the June Carter funeral and then the big TV movie on Sunday night.
I'm aware of that. I'm not going near that.
So we'll see you on Monday with a new episode.
PM, Peter Tim.
Till we meet again, this is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.